to what? Almost a 52-yard run. I'll look at the stats here in a second. And the two-point conversion was good. It's 8-0 West on top of the Chemics.
Just a contact again, Tom. We can't talk enough about him on that decision to keep the ball and run all the way in.
All right, here's the kickoff. It's taken at about the 20-yard line, cut up the middle. Got a little running room. Look out. He breaks the tackle. He's out over the 50. He's to the 40, and he's going to be stopped after a nice run at about the 35-yard line of Traverse City West. A little bit of a special teams breakdown there, but a nice move.
Davenport, once again for the Chemics. He's their main running back, Tom. And, boy, did he have a great kick return here. They're deep down in Titan country.
So they need another big defensive stand here by West as Midland on their only time with the football basically went backwards, and mostly because of a bungled snap. But here we go. Midland runs kind of, it looks like, the same type of offense where they signal in the plays. They got one coach giving dummy signals, the other one giving the real one, so they kind of look at the defense here.
Right. So they're trying to spread you out and to decide whether to run or throw out of it, Tom, starting at the Titan 35.
All right, here we go in the shotgun. And they got three receivers spread out. Fire over the middle. It's complete. Broken tackle. That'll be a first down. Down to the 24-yard line.
Great play right there. Sam Dower, the 6'1", 70-pound senior with that first down catch for the Chemics.
So the Chemics with their first down. Who knows? We could have a shootout here.
Now that they've got some of the nerves settled down after each team had their first possessions.
That was a good read by the quarterback, too. He had two receivers that was on the side that were covered, and he fired it over the middle. And here we go now. It'll be first down. The ball is marked at about the 23 of Traverse City West. 8-0 Titans. We're in the opening quarter here at the Big House. Fake handoff. This time their quarterback keeps it. He's got a nice little run going, and he'll be short of the first down. As we had a whole host of tacklers. Skirmerhorn was the lead tackler on that one, and it'll bring up a 2nd and 5. But that was a good piece of running by the quarterback.
It is. Certainly, TC Titan fans are familiar with Michael Skirmerhorn. He was one of the guys in on that tackle as well. It's going to bring up a 2nd and mid-level here, Tom, about 2nd and 6.
Think about Davenport, even though this is the only first start for him, he is a senior.
Yes, and he's been in the program 2 to 3 years, and like you said, you love to have that senior leadership.
And now one receiver split. It's a fake up the middle. Quarterback Davenport keeps it. He's up. He'll be short of the first down. Picked up a couple. It's going to be 3rd and short now for the Chemics. The Midland Chemics and the Traverse City West Titans have opened up against each other now for, I know last year because of COVID, but before that it was 7 straight seasons. They got a nice little dry rivalry going here.
They really do, Tom. Again, the last 2 years that they've played, they've ended up in 1-score games.
Yep. And now they're here at the Big House, the big time. And we've got Davenport now in again. Calling the play from the shotgun. He's going to roll out to his right. He fires over the middle. He's got a man in the end zone, but he overthrew him. He had number 6 out there, Cole Schlepp, who was wide open, but he just overthrew him.
He was, Tom. Yeah, no doubt about it. Wind swirling just a little bit down here on the field at Michigan Stadium, Tom, but he was. That was a good play. They totally cleared out the entire middle of the field. That was the only receiver in the area, and he had about, he was open by 4 or 5 yards.
So that would make it, about a 30-something yard field goal, and they're not even going to try it. They're going for it now on 4th down. Big play here. 4th and 4. Ball on the 18 of Traverse City West. There's the snap, going back to pass. He fires, and it's tipped, and it'll be Traverse City West football. They were all over the receiver out there in the flat, and that didn't have a chance.
Yeah, Morgan was one of the defenders on that play, Tom. Absolutely double-teamed, and West will take over after a big defensive stand.
After a long return by the Chemics, West comes up with a big defensive stand, and it looks like you're going to get an official timeout.
It is one of those water breaks, Tom. It's hot down there.
All right. Well, we'll take a break, too. This is Blarney Stone Broadcasting's presentation of Traverse City West football.
The car doctor will see you now.
Give it to me straight, Doc. How's my car?
There's no easy way to say this, but I'm afraid your car has rust. I told you we should have gone to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing.
Avoid the dreaded cost of replacing your car and hearing I told you so. Take your vehicle to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing, the ones to trust when it comes to rust, located at 1310 Barlow in Traverse City or online at GrandTraverseUndercoating.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
And welcome back. We're live at the Big House. Tom Devitt along with Rich Calkins as we're here in the first quarter, Traverse City West versus the Midland Chemics. And we just missed the first play back. It was a quarterback keeper for about a yard, so it'll be second and nine now with the West having the ball at their own 19-yard line. I should look up the scoreboard. They got
it does. Yep, it looks right. Yep.
This is nice having this big board. There's a quick give-off tackle and nothing doing. Maybe lost a yard there. Let's see who carried the ball. That was... Oh, sorry.
West continues to that up-tempo offense, Tom. I mean, they're probably snapping the ball within like 17 to 20 seconds in between each play. Coach Vaughn likes that. That's the way he likes to go, is keep the defense so they can't substitute.
Yeah, we got four receivers, three wide to the left, one wide to the right. Skirmerhorn in the backfield. Now back to pass, looking downfield, a little pressure. He sideswipes one defender, and now he's going to take the ball and run. He'll be short of the first down by about 2 or 3 yards. See where they mark it.
Konchak decided, like you said, Tom, to keep the ball that time, and he's a few yards short of that first down marker. Coach Greg Vaughn, when we had our meeting with him, Tom, he said they're going to be aggressive. Let's see if they're aggressive deep in their own territory with the ball at the 20, their own 26-yard line.
Well, there's aggressive and then there's aggressive.
Yes.
I'm thinking he's going to punt here, but who knows?
I would think.
So maybe the way his defense is playing.
That last punt, by the way, was tipped. The referee in the backfield did signal that the Chemics did tip that last punt attempt. Timeout, TC West.
All right. Well, that's... reminds me that this is a timeout brought to you by Michigan Trailers. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money. MichiganTrailers.com.
If you've got some property to take care of, let Kubota and Ginnup Sales help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. Ginnup Sales in Alanson, Williamsburg, and Hillman carries the full line of Kubota equipment you're looking for, with incredible savings and low financing available. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores around your property. Plus, Ginnup Sales can help you select the right attachments for your new Kubota tractor. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota from Ginnup Sales, a family-owned and operated business in northern Michigan since 1959. Kubota, the only real choice. When you think tractors, think Ginnup Sales on M68 Alanson, on M72 Williamsburg, on M32 Hillman, and on the web at GinnupSales.com.
All right, here's Wes back with the ball. They're going to fake. They're going to fake, and they're going to get tackled way short of the first down. Holy Toledo.
Going into that timeout, Tom, you and I discussed how aggressive Coach Vaughn is. They decided to snap it back to the punter, and he ran with it, but got tackled in the backfield, lost at least 6-8 more yards, Tom. Chemics got great field position now.
They have the ball on the 50. That was a design fake, too, because there was nobody in the backfield. He didn't have to run with that ball, and he did. And Chemics, to their credit, picked them up on that one.
Boy, they were ready. They were ready for it. No doubt about it, Tom. Well, Kemmett knocking on the door.
Indeed. West is up 8-0, but here come the Kevics. Jason Davenport, the big quarterback now. Again, under shotgun, sends a man in motion. He gives, no, fakes to the man in motion. He'll keep it himself, and this time he's swarmed under by a whole host of Traverse City West Titans.
Yeah, Drew Berry, the 6'4" senior, Tom, keeping the ball that time. Davenport, he's number one on your roster. He's absolutely a true scat back. Back there, he's their kick return guy, he's their punt return guy, he's kind of a jack of all trades for them.
So the West with a big defensive play there. It's going to be second down and 10 now, again in the shotgun, and they're going to send a man in motion. Last time they faked the ball to him, this time not. The quarterback's going to roll out, he fires across his body, he's got a man out there. What a defensive play. Oh, did he catch it? No way.
I think he did. Yes.
Oh, it's a touchdown, Kemmick. I cannot believe what I just saw.
That was a bet. Both the defender for TC West went up for it, tipped it, Tom, and the Kemmick receiver kept his eyes on the ball, flat on his back, caught that touchdown pass.
That ball was tipped. The receiver had fallen down, and it just, oh, what a catch. That was a pro catch right there. Oh, well. Wow, I was just about to say what a great defensive play, because it was.
It was, absolutely.
The whole time. There's nothing you can do about that. So the extra point they're going to attempt, they're going to kick this one, or attempt to kick, at least we think.
We
don't know
think.
What's going on this game. Snap is good, kick is up, and the kick is good. No, it hit the upright. Let's see what the officials say. No good. Wow.
That, a lot of action here, Tom, early in this game.
I know. Oh, I'm trying to get used to all the players, and then they're running all this wild stuff on me.
Right.
Well, first of all, the Coach Vaughn is going to be questioned for the decision to go for it. He was way deep in his own end, but he gambled. I guess when your defense is playing as well as they are and you're up 8-0, it makes more sense in the first quarter than it would later in the game.
It does. It looks like there's another water break here, Tom, they were going to do it now just in between here, but the Titans are still up 8-6 on that missed conversion by the Kemmicks.
Want to thank some of our sponsors this game. Topple Michigan Insurance, giving you the perfect balance of coverage. 8 Michigan locations to better serve you. For customized service, visit MIA247.com. Well, we got a good one going here. The big story, of course, is that we're playing in the Big House. This is Michigan Stadium, Traverse City West traveling here for the first time. The second underlying story is the heat. 88 degrees at kickoff. The thing that's funny about when you play at a Northern Michigan school, you can end up the first game at 88 degrees and humid, and then your last game at 20 degrees and the snow
it's
coming.
Snow. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I can remember going out for football practice back in the day, Tom, and there being 6 inches of snow out on our field. So it definitely can happen by the end of the year. But again, you know, good start here. We do have 3:11 left to go in this first quarter. Again, the Titans up 8-6 over the Kemmicks.
And I want to apologize, too. I didn't mispronounce the quarterback's name, but I just gave credit to the wrong guy. Jason Davenport is, but he's the backup quarterback. Meanwhile, Drew Berry is the quarterback for the Kemmicks. Not that any Kemmicks fans are listening, but you never know. And there's the kickoff. It's ticking at about the 13-yard line. Running around outside the 20, breaking a tackle. Nice little return going here out to the 30, the 32-yard line before he's brought down, where it'll be 1st and 10, Traverse City West. That is Oaks on the return. That was a nice little return for Oaks, bringing up 1st and 10.
Cody Oaks, one of those few juniors getting some playing time right now, Tom. Like you said, started on the right hash mark, brought it all the way across the field on the left side, right in front of the Titan bench.
8-6, Traverse City West in the lead. As we've got 3 minutes and 1 second left to go here in the first quarter. I love these big scoreboards. Konchak now with a quick pitch outside and nothing doing. Yep, was that Oaks again? Check in. I'm trying to get the players here. We have that was Schultz on the carry. Picked up about a half a yard. It's going to be second down. And a long 9. Konchak with one man in the backfield. We got two receivers split to the left, one to the right, and a quick handoff on the middle. A little bit of a hole before it's closed quickly after about a 2-yard gain. That was Schultz on the carry, and that's going to bring up third and long.
Remy Schultz, a senior. Tom, the clock continues to run. We're at about 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in this first quarter. Titans up 8-6.
Well, Coach told us that they're going to be doing a lot of running in this game. They feel they got an advantage on the offensive and defensive lines. Konchak now in the shotgun, back to pass. He's going to look down, throw deep. He's got one man there. There's a wrestling match going on, and the official
said no call.
No call, and it's incomplete. It'll be fourth down.
That was a long pass intended down that left sideline to Will Gaston, Tom. Well defended by Davenport out there. Good battle for the football. No call by the refs. Going to bring up fourth and around eight now for the Titans.
That's a good no-call there, too.
It was, absolutely. They're both fighting for position, and they both were going after the ball. A perfect no-call.
All right. I want to let people know you can... I've got my Twitter on. If you can tweet at fans@tcwestradio.com. Any kind of comments.
Just got that punt off, Tom.
There's the snap and the kick. Yeah, it is off, and it's going to take a nice roll here for West over to... about the 25-yard line where the Chemex will take it over first and 10. I'm just, because I can't see the punter's number. I'm sorry. He's only sideways, and you can't see the number. I want to give him credit, but that was a heck of a punt.
It was a great punt. Like you said, we apologize because we are a long ways away. And again, like you said, turning sideways time, we can't always see the numbers.
It looks like 88, which would be Jake Morgan, but... who knows?
Maybe we will get it figured out, though. At one point, he's going to be right in front of us, and we're going to be able to see who it is.
Yes, but we do know the Midland Chemics are now on offense. The ball at the 24-yard line, their own 24. The only touchdown was scored basically on a 13-yard field they were given, and there's a little pass out in the flat, and it's complete. And he's got some running room and one man to beat out at the 50-yard line. Some good speed. It's diving tackle, no good, and Midland's going to score a touchdown. Just a little pass out in the flat, but the defender was all alone on an island.
74-yard touchdown pass, Tom, for the Chemics down that left sideline right in front of their bench. And you heard the Chemic fans erupt here at Michigan Stadium. Right now, tentatively, they take the lead 12-8.
It looked innocent. It was just a little 5-yard pass out into the flat, but then when you looked, that was the only defender out there.
Like you said, he was truly on an island out there, Tom. And again, you have one man to beat in that big football field and off and running. And we got our man JJ coming up with some hydration here.
Oh,
that guy, I tell you.
Too soon. He's all Mr. Everything.
He is. Got us up and running here, JJ Rowell. We appreciate all your hard work, buddy.
Well, for the first time, West is down, and now a 2-point conversion attempt. You're going to get a timeout here by the Chemics, and we'll take a quick timeout and come back here and see if they get the 2-point conversion. 12-8, Chemics on the lead. We're in the first quarter live at Michigan Stadium.
Hi, this is Bill Marsh, Jr. Introducing the new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. And thank you.
And we're back live here at the Big House. Traverse City West versus Midland Chemics as the Titans stormed out to an 8-0 lead thanks to a long run by Konchak, the quarterback. But a ill-advised, perhaps, fake punt attempt gave Midland a short field, and then they just scored on a big play, a long pass from Mr. Berry.
Unofficially, 76 yards, Tom, on that Chemic touchdown. But now they're trying for, it looks like they're going to go for two on this conversion attempt.
All right, Barry's got one man in the backfield with him. Looks like they got a two tight end set. No, they got two receivers split out now. One man in motion. Barry fires
wide
in
open.
The flat, wide open. It'll be a 2-point conversion. And just like that, it's 14-8. Chemics in the lead. Well, see, that's how a play like that fake kick can turn the momentum. Now, I'm not questioning Coach Vaughn because it's early in the game. They got plenty of time to recover from it, but sometimes that can change momentum, which is always important in a game.
Right, absolutely, Tom. And, you know, that's the, you know, when we talk to Coach, he's a high-risk guy. He loves to do that. The kids love to do that themselves. Yeah. It was fourth and short. He just had a couple yards to pick up. And, man, the kids love playing for Coach Vaughn because he is a no-risk-it-no-biscuit kind of guy.
Yep. Well, we got a lot of games still to play here, but we have one thing has been proven is this first time this quarterback started Barry for the Kinnicks. He's not bad.
No, he's not bad at all.
He's got a good arm.
He can
run pretty well.
He's got good size. Again, man, when you got a quarterback that's 6'4", you're as tall, if not taller, than most of your linemen. You can see over a lot of the defenders. You see the guys that are open to. And again, the Kinnicks have proven they've got some athletes on the outside. We heard the wide receivers were going to be good, and they've shown it thus far in this first quarter.
And that is the strength of their team, is their skill position on the outside. Meanwhile, TC West needs to establish some rhythm here. They got some rhythm going on their touchdown drive. They had a couple of nice runs, and then the quarterback banged out that long touchdown run. They need to establish something here on the ground, get this thing going. And now after the long, and it's good that they're letting the kids have these long water breaks. It gives us a chance to have a long water break.
It gives us a chance to have a long water break as well.
All right, now here is the kickoff after the touchdown. It's kind of a little squib is it going to be picked up? Yeah, it's going to stay inbounds. And there's Oaks again. It cuts outside. Got a little bit of running room. Breaks the tackle nicely, and he gets out to about the 25-yard line. Looked like he was going to be stopped before that. He broke a tackle, and so now West will pick it up first and 10.
Cody, it looked like the ball hit in front of him. It looked like it might go out of bounds, Tom, but the ball just kind of died right there. So Cody had to pick it up and make the most of it, and he did.
So now West, see if they can establish something on offense and get this momentum back. They started off 8-0. Now it's 14-8 Kinnicks. Kinnicks now sends a man in motion. Now they're going to have a little conference here on the play.
Looks like Schultz in the backfield right
Schultz,
now.
Yep.
Next to Konchak.
And Schultz has got the handoff up the middle. He's hit hard, bounces off the tackle, but only picks up about 1 yard. Well, we thought we had an advantage up the middle, but the Kinnicks are doing a pretty nice job of stopping that run off tackle.
They really are. They're able to come off. They don't quite have the size that TC West does, but they are pretty quick up front. And with under a minute to go in this first quarter, they're leading 14-8. West is having a little bit of trouble establishing the run right now.
Konchak takes the snap, gives it up the middle. One tackle broken, still on his feet, but maybe a yard gain. Is that off-tackle play where they get the little handoff in the backfield? Hasn't been working too well. So after 1 yard gain, it'll bring up third. Call it a long nine here for West. West lone touchdown on a long run by Konchak, quarterback. And this time they're going to send two receivers out to the right, one to the left. And Konchak goes back to pass. He's under pressure. He gets hit. He tries. He's still on his feet, though. Broke a tackle. He runs out to the 25, still going before he's met there and brought down just short of the first down.
How did Konchak get out of that one? He was hit 15 yards in the backfield, Tom, and he should have went down. But he bounced off that defender, spun around, and came around to the left side. Man, what an effort by the quarterback, Konchak.
Yep, and they're going to say he was out about 4 yards short of a first down. So it's going to bring up another.
It's the end of the first quarter.
Oh, yep, there we go. All right, so we'll take a break here, and we'll come back with second quarter action live from the Big House. It is Traverse City West, 8, Midland Kinnicks 14.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
Life is filled with unforgettable moments, but frankly, insurance should be quite forgettable. If you're like most people, you don't think about your insurance until you need it. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to provide personal insurance that's personalized to fit your needs. At Top of Michigan, they listen to your worries, then work to make sure they never keep you up at night. Contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
Welcome back. We're live at the Big House. Opening day of the high school football season is Traverse City West taking on Midland. Is Midland up 14-8? The Titans got on the board first, courtesy of a long run by Mr. Konchik, the quarterback, but kind of been all Midland ever since then. As TC West just hasn't been able to get any rhythm going on offense, but we're still early, and they're going to be punting the ball now. And the ball will be centered from the 32-yard line. I'm getting wait for this punter to turn sideways so I can see his number. We're way up here. Gets a nice kickoff, though. Sends the receiver, Davenport, all the way back to his 30, and then he's hit and driven backwards. A nice special teams play there by West. It'll be first down.
Unofficial, Will Gaston unofficially is the punter, according to our spotter in the sky, J.J.
Is there anything that man doesn't do? Now he's done his stats for us. Thank you. I want to give him credit. He's had some nice punts here. And so here, we got another water break going on? Or
just change of possession this time. I know. It's a lot. Again, 88 degrees at kickoff. Humidity's got to be 85 to 90% right now, Tom. I mean, it's just crazy.
And the people that are in charge of the water boys and girls, have their work cut out for them. They're doing a great job so far. And now we're going to get another whistle and a flag.
Delay, probably.
Could be. We'll see what the call is here. As both coaches are wondering what's going
either
on.
Illegal substitution or a delay, Tom, I believe.
That's against West.
Yeah, it is. Whew. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that call is. Yeah.
I'm not either.
Could have been
too many men on the field.
I did see a guy jog off. That could be. Could have had 12 men on the field there.
So that's a 5-yard penalty. Be first and 5 now for Midland. Is Barry in the shotgun again? Takes the snap, fires out in the flat. That's that same play again. As Davenport catches it, makes the move, and again he's on his own and makes a nice play out of it. Gets all the way down to the Traverse City West 40-yard line. I'm thinking defensively they're going to have to do something about that. It's basically just the quarterback goes straight back in the pocket, and Davenport comes out in the flat for a little 5-6-yard pickup, and then he's all alone.
Will Gaston made a touchdown-saving tackle that time. Primarily, West is running a man-to-man defense on the outside, Tom. And again, that's what Coach Vaughn said that they like to run. Gaston came off of his man over on the other side of the field to come all the way across the field to knock out the speedy Davenport at the 41-yard line of TC West.
That's a dangerous play, and I'm sure we'll see it again. Barry now, who's had a nice job so far for the Chemex, keeps the ball. Cuts up the middle. He's got a first down and more. Still on his feet. Gets all the way down to the 12-yard line. A touchdown-saving tackle there by Oaks. As Barry made a nice move to break a tackle right up the middle.
He did. Barry is a long, lanky guy. I've said it numerous. He's 6'4", Tom. But I tell you what, he's a solid athlete. And they're gonna mark the ball down at the 10-yard line, Tom. And I believe it's going to be first and goal for the Chemics.
Yeah, they are. So here we go. Looking for West to come up with a big defensive series here. That really, that play out in the flat has opened things up for Midland, and now
now they're mixing the run pass really well now.
That's what I was trying to say. There's man in motion now. Barry keeps it again up the middle. He's got a little room. Nice piece of running out. About a 3-yard gain. We'll see where they mark it. Maybe about the 7-yard line. No, they're going to say his knee was down at the 8, so it'll be second and goal at the 8-yard line. as the faithful here for Midland. Boy, they traveled pretty well.
They certainly have, Tom.
They got a big band here that's making a lot of noise. That's right where the action is, right here on the left side. I'm trying to figure out if that's the student section of Michigan Stadium. It's Barry now with the signal with his legs. And three receivers over on the right, and somebody moved, I think, for West as flags came out. Didn't see who that was.
They've got
waiting for a call.
One referee said motioned against the Chemex. The other one motioned against West. So let's see. They're having a conference right now. Two different flags came out, or actually three, but there's two different opinions out there right now.
Well, Midland thinks it's on them because they just walked back 10 yards with their huddle. So we'll see. Maybe they'll pick up the flags.
This is where we need a little Jeopardy music to be playing.
I was going to say three blind mice, but we don't do that.
No,
that's in the pros. We don't know what happened here. So here's the call.
They're going to say offsides.
Offsides against West?
Yeah.
So after a minute-long conference, they decided it was against West. So that is not an automatic first down, but it'll make it second and goal at the 4. Wow. West back on their heels a little bit after jumping off to an 8-0 lead, are now down 14-8, and the Chemex threatening again on the 4-yard line. As they've opened up their offense, that little quarterback keeper's kind of thrown West on their heels a little bit, as Barry now sends Davenport in motion. Barry's going to keep it. He's up the middle, got a little room, and then he stopped right there at about the 3-yard line. That was some nice gang tackling there by West. It's going to bring third down and goal up. I want to see who was the initial man on the hit there, but there was a lot of West players.
There were. One of them was Ben Chalette, number 50, Tom, the senior, on the interior of that defensive line. He's going to bring up third and goal here from the 2-yard line.
Third and goal. This West defense needs to come up big here. Down by 6. We got 9 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the first half. This time they got no receivers split out. 3 men in the backfield. And Barry keeps it. He is hit hard. He's still pushing forward, though. They're trying to, some of the mechanics are signaling touchdown, but I think he got down to the 1-yard line. Oh, I want to see. I wish I was close. I could see who made the initial hit. That was a
I thought it was Zutendam. I believe number 6. I believe, Tom. Again, tough to see. Barry kept his legs a-churning, though. Now he's just inside the 1-yard line.
Looked like he had the momentum to score, but that hit popped him back a little bit. So that is going to bring up fourth and goal inside the 1.
Wow.
Oh, we need a goal line stand right here. They run this little different formation just like last time. They got 3 men in the backfield along with the quarterback, and Barry in the shotgun. Barry's going to keep it again, and he piles over the middle, touchdown. Well, that was, he had a blocker in front of him. They wasn't even touched on that one.
No, they were 3 backs, like a full house backfield that time with the shotgun snap to the quarterback. All those extra blockers, Tom, he pretty much went in untouched there.
So Midland with all the momentum, really basically after the botched fake field goal, has really taken advantage with 3 straight touchdowns. And meanwhile, West can't get anything going here offensively. We'll see the extra point kick attempt. The snap is good. The kick is up. And the kick is good. It is 21-8. We'll take a break and come back with the kickoff here live from the Big House in Ann Arbor.
As we ease back into life with friends and family, Mahindra is here to help on the good days and the tough ones. So visit whymahindra.com and build your tough tractor. Your Mahindra dealer will give you a quote and deliver to your land. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. Get special savings now during Mahindra's summer sale.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord or online at ZarembaEquipment.com or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City or PioneerDiesel.com.
Hey Titan fans, we have a great way you can support TC West Sports and grow your business at the same time. Sponsorship packages are now available. Simply call Tanya at 989-348-6171. Then by the next TC West Titan game, your customers will hear your message. Show your Titan pride. Become a TC West Titan broadcast sponsor on 106.3 Q100.
We'll be right back.
right, welcome back. As we are live from the Big House in Ann Arbor, I'm Tom Devin along with Rich Karkins for Blarney Stone Broadcasting as we are broadcasting Traverse City West Titans who are down 21-8. I want to mention this real quick, that we are excited to be broadcasting Traverse City West sports as we are going to be here all football season long and basketball season, and really fired up about that. West has such a great athletic tradition, and we're Blarney Stone Broadcasting is very proud to be a part of it. So we're excited for that. And starting with the opening day, let's see if we can get the West team going here.
Right, exactly. Of course, playing at the Big House now, Ryan Hayes, graduate of TC West, is going to be a starting tackle for the University of Michigan this year. So how cool is that to have those ties here? Right now, West needs to get some momentum going on offense, though, John. They've been struggling for over a quarter right now, and it'd be nice on this drive to get something going.
They have a touchdown, but no first downs yet.
Isn't that crazy?
That's interesting, yeah.
Short
and
there's
a kind of a short but high kick, and it's going to bounce. It's still alive. It's a live football. Goodwin will get it. Oh, you got to remember on the kickoff.
It's a live ball.
And what happened? It was straight up in the air. And nobody caught it, and it bounced, and it took a funny bounce, and Midland was right there to get it, and now the defense has got to come up big here with the ball. It's going to be at, they're going to mark it at the 25-yard line. So the courtesy of a cook-off return, a failed punt attempt, and this, Midland has had short fields to go all day long. That's part of the problem.
How quickly the momentum can change like that, Tom, when, like you said, you kick off, you think you're going to get the ball. Midland recovers it, and they're going to start this series on the 26 of the Titans.
So it'll be Barry. He's going to have his full receiver set. One to the right, one to the left. Takes the snap. He fires down into the end zone. He's got a man out there. It's tipped away. Oh, boy, that was a nice no-call there by the official. Right over in the corner of the end zone. Nice pass, but that was
Will Gaston,
number 19.
Yeah, Will Gaston, once again, Tom, doing a nice job defending Davenport out there because that was a little bit of a crossing route. It would have been easy to get mixed up there, but he did a nice job, Will Gaston, on defending on that throw.
Well, I saw him throw his arms up, and he wasn't looking he was looking at the receiver. I thought the official might throw the flag, but he was right there. Official was right on the play, and no flag, so good. We got second down now in 10 for the Chemex. West trying to get back in this game, and they're going to get a timeout here by Midland, and we will take a quick timeout, too, and get back here.
8:21 to go in the first half.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
Come explore the historic village at Grand Traverse Commons, a landmark almost as old as Traverse City itself. Shop unique, locally owned stores inside the Mercado, dine at one of the 7 eateries, or grab a drink at the neighborhood winery. Explore over 60 acres of history, including hiking trails and the second largest arboretum in the state of Michigan. Want to know more? Book a guided walking tour and get to explore unrenovated buildings and the 1883 steam tunnel. Shop, dine, and explore at thevillagetc.com.
And welcome back now on second down. The Chemex will have the ball. Snap and a quick pitch over to the right side. Maybe a 2 or 3 yard pickup. We'll see where they mark it.
Drew Berry on the catch at that time. Fakes the pitch. Pick up some positive yardage on first down for the Chemex.
So that's going to bring up third down and 6 now. It's after the fumble recovery on the kickoff. The Chemex had it in real good shape. And now they've got third and 6 at the 21. And Barry now under center as they're playing right in front of their home fans and the students there, making a lot of noise for them. It did. Now Barry back to pass. There's that pass out in the flat, and it's a broken tackle and a touchdown. Same thing. A little 5 yard out. He's all alone there, the defender on an island. One broken tackle, and you got a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're Coach Vaughn, you've given them short fields. And it looks like with this senior quarterback and their skill position players, they can take advantage. Yep. They're going to attempt to kick for the extra point. As they've been successful on one, missed another. This kick is up, and it is good. And it's a 28-8 ball game. And we will take another break and be right back with the Titans and the Chemics here live from the Big House.
Hi, folks. Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, Northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South, that's across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
And welcome back live at the Big House here in Ann Arbor. Tom Devin along with Rich Calkins for Blarney Stone Broadcasting as the Traverse City West Titans now find themselves down 28-8 after being up 8-0. And it's just a matter of getting some momentum now. They need a score here, at least one before halftime, get things back on track. Rich, kind of shocking. They dominated the first couple of series and then... A fake punt that went bad, a long return on kickoff by Chemics, and then that botched kickoff right there is kind of the difference.
It is, absolutely. Some shocking plays, Tom, like you said. I mean, I think right now the Titans are a little stunned. Coach Greg Vaughn just needs to get them regrouped here and to get these guys back into it and see some positivity here.
And there's another one that's almost the same exact kind of kick, only this time West has someone back to receive. And he is hit and brought down. That was big number 34 after about a four game. That was Calvin McMichael. And that'll be first and 10 now for West as they'll have the ball on, let's see where they're going to mark it, about the 26-yard line. So here we go. I want to remind you, too, give thanks to our sponsors bringing you Traverse City West football all year long. Grand Traverse Undercoating, the ones to trust when it comes to rust. Protecting one of your most valuable possessions, your vehicle. Check them out at GrandTraverseUndercoating.com. And now Konchik talking to Oaks over here. Now he'll take the snap, a low snap, but he fields it. He's going to take a ball right up the middle and pick up about 5 yards. That's what they need.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't get it all back in one play, Tom. So I pick up positive yards, 3-4 yard gain on first down. Hey, keep it. Just got to keep moving the chains right now to get some momentum going.
Absolutely, and you want to keep your defense off the field. They've been on there a long time, and it's hot.
Oh,
88 degrees at kickoff and humid. Konchik now takes the snap, and he's going to keep it, and he goes off the right tackle. He's got some momentum as he was pushed back. He was down, and it depends if they're going to mark his knee down. It looked like he was almost got the first down, but no, they're going to say his knee is down 2 yards short. So it'll be third down now and short for West.
They've been having Aiden Camp in the backfield with them right now, too, Tom. Coach Greg Vaughn shuffling in the running backs here.
Okay, where they're marking, it's going to be third and four. So here we go. This is a big play here for West.
Absolutely. They need this first down in the worst way, Tom.
They've only had, to my recollection, before this drive, two positive plays. One of them, of course, was the long 50-yard touchdown run.
Right.
And the other one was a little one off tackle. So they need this momentum. West has got to keep things going here. It is third and four, and we're going to get a timeout here. This is going to be West. Is there a little confusion?
Final timeout in the first half.
Yep. All right.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
Hey. Trailer live back here in Ann Arbor at Michigan Stadium as Tom Devin along with Rich Calkins for Blarney Stone Broadcasting. Traverse City West down 28-8 against Midland, but they've got it 3rd and 4 after the timeout, and they need a first down, which they haven't got. Do you remember back in the 90s when people used to get their keys out
and say key play.
I think we have one right here.
We do.
Yeah.
No question about it. Tom, again, 6:09 left in this first half. Titans need this first down in the worst way.
So back to passes. Konchak, he's got a man wide open. Oh, and he makes the catch. It'll be a first down, but he had a touchdown. The ball was a little underthrown, but let me tell you, that was a catch.
Missed assignment by Midland that time. Will Gaston, like you said, Tom, wide open in that right flank. Just a little bit underthrown, but Gaston made sure he caught the pass. Great pickup by the Titans.
And that wasn't just any first down. That was a Fox Grand Traverse Ford Lincoln first down. Right.
All right.
All right, here we go. Quarterback Konchak, he keeps it again, breaks the tackle. He's got some room at the 30. Breaks another tackle to the 20. All the way down to the 15-yard line will be 1st and 10.
Great run by Konchak that time. He's been their best runner so far in this first half. Deciding to keep the ball again that time and ran off the right tackle and ran right along that right sideline, Tom. Somewhere around the 15-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like he might have been tackled after about a 10-yard gain, but he broke one out there in the flat and then just kept going.
That was another one of those Fox Mortars first downs.
Absolutely. So here we go. It'll be 1st and 10 at the 16. 28-8, West is down, but this is the first time they've actually had a sustained drive, and so now the Chemics are going to take a timeout, and that'll give us a chance to take timeout. We'll be back with the action here live at Michigan Stadium.
Hey Titan fans, we have a great way you can support TC West Sports and grow your business at the same time. Sponsorship packages are now available. Simply call Tanya at 989-348-6171. Then by the next TC West Titan game, your customers will hear your message. Show your Titan pride. Become a TC West Titan broadcast sponsor on 106.3 Q100.
Here live at the Big House in Ann Arbor. It's getting ready for a big play here. It's Traverse City West. Their first sustained drive of the game. They're down 28-8. Just a blitz of Chemics touchdowns, and it was mostly because of short fields and turnovers. But let's see. Where's a big drive for West is what I'm trying to say.
It is. They're deep in Chemic territory at the Chemic 16. Tom, definitely got to come away with points here.
Konchak now. He's going to keep the ball again, go right up the middle, and still powering his way in. Picks up a few yards, and this is what they need, the positive yards. He looks like he got about 3 yards. It'll be 2nd down and 7.
Hey, exactly. You, kind of try to soften up that middle just a little bit, Tom, and then it allows you to be able to bust something onto the outside and hope that some of the linebackers and safety start cheating in towards the middle.
Now, where they marked it, they're going to say it's 2nd and about 9 for TC West. So now they're going to split out two receivers wide to the right. As Konchak goes back to pass, he's under all kinds of pressure, and he's going to be sacked. Boy, that's a big play right there.
Yeah.
That's Tim Kokel.
Vogel, untouched off that right side, Tom. Absolutely blitzed in from his corner position, and there was just no way that Brandon Konchak could see him. It hit his blind side and took him down.
So that's going to bring up 3rd and 16 now. That's a big defensive play there by the Chemics. If you're West, you just pick some of it back up. You definitely go for it on 4th down.
It's 4 down territory, no doubt about it. And you just absolutely pick up half the yardage, pick up 8 to make it more manageable on 4th down. You don't need it all in one play.
So Konchak now, he's going to roll this right. He throws out the flat. He's got a man wide open. Wide open at the 15, at the 10, cuts to the 5, touchdown West. Oh, man, what a beautifully designed play. I try to see who scored the touchdown. We're far away, but what happened was Kotick rolled out to his right, and he threw back to his left and wide open in the flat and could have walked in for that touchdown.
Little screen play. He had a blocker out in front of him and absolutely just waltzed into the left side of that end zone, absolutely at the furthest point away from us, Tom, so we could not see who that was over there in that left corner. But once again, TC West setting up in the swinging gate. So again, half the players way off to the left side, half the players in the middle of the field, depending on how Midland defends this, is what play is ran.
What a call. That was a beautiful call there on that third down play, and a big, big one, too. West needed that.
How do you take care of that aggressive defense? Well, you set up a low screen play.
Kotick now. He's going to pass. This one goes way over the head of everybody. Nice catch, but out of bounds. I'm trying to see if we get the information on who scored that touchdown. I guess it was Skirmerhorn. It looked like that number. But either way, it was a nice touchdown. A beautiful drive there by West.
It was much needed. Down now, just two scores, 28-14 to the Chemics.
All right, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back with the kickoff. Live from Ann Arbor.
Hi, this is Bill Marsh, Jr. Introducing the new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. And thank you.
Talked about a big offensive drive. Now we need a big defensive side here stand for West. We are live here at Ann Arbor in the big house. Tom Devitt along with Rich Hawkins as we're broadcasting the opening day. Traverse City West Titans jumped out to an 8-0 lead. Then Chemex banged off 28 straight points, but West with a big touchdown there, and now they give the kickoff to Davenport. Boy, this kid's dangerous. I don't like to see him with the ball, and he makes a nice cut and a nice return. He's already had one good return today and a couple of touchdowns, and he brings it up to the 38-yard line.
He always turns something from nothing, Tom. It looked like they were going to stop him somewhere down around the 30, but he's able to kind of come out near the 40-yard line.
I would say do what you can to keep the ball out of his hands.
Right.
Kick it away from him and pick him up on defense, because he has been a big threat here today. A couple of touchdowns and a couple of long returns. So here we go. It'll be first and 10 now, the Chemex.
First and 10 from the 38.
Need a defensive stop here for West. This is, what is it, three straight touchdowns here for Midland? And there's the quarterback's going to keep it. Barry's got a little running. Boy, he's hit hard after about 4 yards gains. And we've got a little skirmish going out here.
Aiden Lewandowski on that was the initial guy in for the Titans on that tackle, Tom.
You had Oaks over here, and him and the receiver from Midland were going at it on the ground. The official was right there, didn't throw a flag, and then they got up and ended it, so that's good.
Well, the referee called the two-point reversal, and so they ended the match on that.
Yes. There we go. All right, that's going to bring up second down now and 6 for Midland. There's Davenport in the... Now he's going to be split out wide right. Two more receivers out there. There's the throw out in the flat. Caught, complete. It'll be a first down for Midland. Boy, if one thing has worked and they got to do some adjustments at halftime, it's Barry sitting back in the pocket and firing out in the flat. Those are wide open.
Man, that was Jalen Brown on that reception. Another sophomore, time for the Midland Chemics. But was scouting report not spot on? Quarterback is good, and the wide receivers are very good, and it's certainly showing here for the Chemics thus far.
They've had no running game outside of the quarterback. It's been basically him back there and throwing those little passes out in the flat and hoping his guys can break a tackle, which they have done a couple of times. So here we go, first and 10. Back to passes, Barry again. He fires outside, way over everybody's head, and then it's going to be a flag.
It was. That's the right call.
Yeah.
The West defender, no doubt about it. It was an out-and-up pattern, Tom, where the receiver just fakes to the outside and then busts up towards the end zone. But the defender did the right thing because that would have been an easy touchdown for the Chemex on that one. So you'll take the pass interference any time instead of giving up the big points.
Indeed. So now the officials, little conference to see where they're going to spot the ball here. But, yeah, much better than giving up the touchdown because you're right. He would have been streaking down that sideline wide open.
Still man-to-man, still single coverage on their receivers on the outside.
Well, West needs to prove that they can stop this team. They did the first series.
Right.
And really the first two, and then Midland has scored every other time they've had the ball. First down at 10, the ball at the 35-yard line of West. Barry now back by himself. Fires a little spot pass over the middle, and it's caught for about a 3-yard gain as West was all over that after the catch.
Fake that to the left side on the outside, and like you said, the receiver comes back over the middle, right over, just a kind of a short little screen pass, Tom. But like you said, the West defenders were right there waiting for him for just a few yard pickup.
We thought West had an advantage on the interior line, and Midland's done a nice job of staying away from that.
They have, absolutely. Utilized their quickness to the outside, and they've done a nice job of that.
And here they go again with two receivers split out wide to the left. Barry with one man in the backfield with him, one receiver split out wide to the right. He fakes the handoff. He's going to take it himself, and he is drilled. This time, maybe for a loss, as there were two Titans all over him as he faked the handoff on the left side.
Aiden Camp in the backfield that time made initial contact on the Chemex quarterback. Great job by him bringing him down, going to bring up a 3rd and 7.
All right, a nice job by West. Starting to hit up that middle. And like I said, defensive stop here. We got a minute 28 left to go here in the first half. So we are live from the big house in Ann Arbor. This is exciting. All right, here we go. Barry now in the shotgun. He gets back to pass, fires over on the sideline, and it is incomplete. Tried a little over-the-shoulder thing over on the toward the sideline, over everybody's head, and that's going to bring up 4th down and 6 now, as I'm sure the Chemex will go for it. As a big defensive stand here.
Good job by Matt Zutendam that time, the defender on Davenport. As we've seen throughout this first half, he is a tough guy to cover one-on-one, but Zutendam did a great job.
He did. So here we go. I need to bring out the keys again for this key play. Oh, I'll stop it. But this is a key play.
The cool thing, that
no
did stop points. The clock, Tom, that incomplete pass, 1:11 to go, may give the West a chance to get the ball back.
4th and 6 now. Barry back to pass. No pressure, looking downfield, and he fires toward the end zone. Ball up in the air, and it is tipped and no good. And it'll be Traverse City West football. Nice defensive play out there.
And I noticed the referee did throw his hat on the sideline that time, too, Tom. That means the receiver stepped out of bounds. It was not pushed out of bounds. So even if he would have came down with that pass, it would not have counted.
That was Schultz over there along with Oaks. A mighty nice defense. Well, okay, here we go. We got a minute 4 now. It'll be West football. And let's see if we can get something going here before halftime.
Boy,
down 28-14.
Like you said, a minute 4 to go, Tom. And if somehow West were able to drive downfield and score just before halftime, holy cow, that would be huge.
Well, the score makes it seem like it's been total domination by minutes. They just had short fields and
just
turnovers.
A few big plays here and there, and then that is absolutely the difference in this first half.
So here we go on the shotgun formation, 1st and 10. Konchak back to pass. He's going to fire over the middle. He's got a receiver there, and it is... Oh, they're going to say he didn't catch it. Wait, there's a complaint, though, from the side. One official, I don't know if they're going to overturn this, as he looked like he caught that football. He was right there on the 45-yard line, dove for it.
Will Gaston, once again, the intended receiver, tried to convince the back judge that he came down with it. He was trying to get him to look at the replay, but no replay here in high school.
No, that's right. It was a nice try. It'll be 2nd down and 10. Again, that play has worked, and Konchak has just thrown the ball a little short. Otherwise, he had him wide open. That could have been 6.
They do a nice job of leaving that middle wide open, so it's only going to Gaston or no one else.
This time, Konchak is going to keep the ball. He fires downfield. Oh, boy, look at that hit, and the ball hits the ground. It fumbled. They're going to say... Was he down?
There was a block that took place by Gaston, and then a fumble two times. There were some serious actions.
I think Midland's got it. They're signaling Chemex football.
Oh, wow.
They had the first down, too.
There were a couple of Rams absolutely going at each other. Gaston kind of came peeled back to try to block his guy as Gaston was running, and absolutely there was a serious collision there, but the Chemex end up coming up with the ball.
Well, Konchek got smacked too.
Yes.
And the ball went loose, and now Midland's got it. Now you got to come up with another defensive stand here as Midland has got the ball on West 39-yard line. Like I said, that would have been first down and a big play. Instead, you got it going the other way. So here we go. It'll be a little reversal. Ball is fumbled. Davenport picks it up. He breaks a couple of tackles. He's still on his feet. Oh, my gosh. He's at the 20. Still running outside at the 10. You get a flag. You might have a clip. He's brought down inside the 10. I don't know how he escaped that.
I don't know either in the bed. There's two flags out there now. But absolutely right. The ball was on the big, bold block M at the center of the field, Tom. And somehow Davenport just was able to pick it up, reverse the steal. That was meant to go the other way. He comes back against the grain and is running down inside the 20-yard line. But again, a couple of... Yep, a good call on that. So you saw, Tom, there's a clip.
Yeah, I saw the one guy over here with the back block. So that's a big, big penalty here.
It is a huge play.
That would have been first and goal at the 9-yard line with 37 seconds left, and now it's going to take it back to the 29 as Davenport with their first real big mistake here today. Not Davenport, I mean Midland, and Davenport didn't make the mistake, but somebody made the clip over here.
Yeah. Again, that takes that time off the clock, too, Tom. It's 37 seconds to go in this first half. Chemex up 28-14. Again, the Titans need to get this stand here before half.
Keep your eye on Davenport. He's been the big stud so far here in this one. Barry back to pass. Looking downfield. He's going to fire in the end zone. The ball over in the corner and over everybody's head. And I'll bring up third down. Nobody was really open on that side.
He tried to go to the sophomore, Jalen Brown, once again over there on the right flat, Tom, but absolutely great coverage by the Titan defense.
You know, there was some question about this Midland quarterback only because they had a kid, I think his name is Mahoney or Money, who had started for four straight years. He's a great quarterback, and this is his first start. But I think the questions have been answered for him. He's playing a solid game.
Yeah.
He's got a good arm. He's running the ball well.
Will Gaston was the defender over there.
All right, third and short, and Barry keeps it, and he's going to have a first down. He just crosses over the 26-yard line, and so it'll be first and 10, but now the clock is the deal here.
It is. Yep, the clock stops to move the chains.
And they're going to have to get something going quick. There's 25 seconds left before the half. It is 28-14, Midland over Traverse City West. 25 seconds left. Barry now in the shotgun. He's got his two receivers over on the right, and he looks over there in the flat, and he passes it over the head of Davenport, and it'll bring up a second down. Only used about 3 seconds on that one. So it'll be 22 seconds left to go here in the first half.
Titans had two defenders on Davenport that time, Tom, heading out into that right flank, and absolutely was not going to be able to catch that one as they were ready for it.
So Wes has got to come up. Boy, their defense has been on the field for
a long time
in this first half.
These kids are absolutely giving out everything they have in this first half.
Going to need extra pickle juice. And all right, shotgun back to passes. Barry's going to fire in the end zone again. This time again over everybody's head. They're going for it all on every play, and that's going to make it third down with 16 seconds left here in the first half of this one. 28-14, Midland on top.
Cody Oaks all over the receiver on that play. There, like you said, Tom, 16 seconds to go in this first half. Third and 10 for the Chemex. This defense right now, late in this first half, doing a good job.
They're being spread all over the field. And we've mentioned the skill players for Midland have come as advertised. And now here we go. Big third down play. Third and 10 on the 26. Barry is going to roll out to his right. Rolling, looking. He fires in the end zone. Davenport's there, but it's a pass just outside his outstretched arms, and that's going to bring up fourth down.
Well defended once again by that Titan defense, trying to see the number on the far side of the field.
I'm curious about their their play calling here. They're going for a touchdown on every play. 10 seconds left, by the way, here in the first half.
Lewandowski that time was the defender. Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, in high school, the clock stops when you pick up a first down. So you could have ran it a couple times. You could have done that, Tom. No doubt about it that there were other means to try to pick up yardage and then score points before the first half. But right now, defense needs to hold tough. One more play.
Fourth down and 10. 10 seconds left. Pass out into the flat. Close to a first down, and he may have it depending on the spot. As the receiver for Midland and where they're marking it now, he will have it. But more importantly, there's only 4 seconds left on the clock. Here at halftime, here in the first half.
Should be have time for one more play.
Yep.
I'm surprised
they didn't do that the whole time. Because that was wide open, and they're going to take a timeout here, and we'll take a timeout, and we'll be back for the final play. Now, it looks like time ran out. Yeah, it did, because they tackled him inbounds, and there was no timeouts left.
So
everybody was going back like there was going to be another play, and the officials came and said no and pointed to the clock. All right, we're going to have a short halftime here because I believe, we don't know. I know they're trying to get people going quickly here, so we will take a break and wrap up what happened in the first half and get back with the call of the second half. We are live here at the Big House, Blarney Stone Broadcasting, Traverse City West down 14-28.
Welcome to the 2021-22 school year, and welcome back to This Week in High School Sports. We'll be with you every week from now until the end of March, getting you caught up on the biggest stories in the high school sports world. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports. We start with football as Week 1 games kick off Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. We're back to a 9-game regular season with the top 32 teams in each of the 8 divisions advancing to the MHSAA 11-player tournament. Playoffs start October 29th. And the MHSAA finals for 11-player are November 26th and 27th at Ford Field. The 8-player finals will be the week before, on November 19th or 20th, and that's 2 divisions with the top 16 advancing in each. Selection Sunday is October 24th, and playoff participants will be chosen by a strength of schedule playoff point system. This is the same point system used last year, but because of the pandemic, everyone made the playoffs a year ago. This year, we're back to the top 32 in each division for 11-player and top 16 for 8-player, and teams already know which division they are in. To find out your division or how points are calculated, go to MHSAA.com and click on football. MHSAA Executive Director Mark Ewell is excited to see the changes to the playoff format.
Football fans will notice the MHSAA playoffs will look a little bit different this fall. That's because the 6 wins and you're in playoff formula has been replaced by the strength of schedule. Schools for years have struggled finding opponents during the regular season, especially those programs that have had some success over the years. To get into the playoffs, it will be based strictly on playoff points, and schools will now see a benefit when scheduling tough opponents win or lose. This new approach will build excitement, and our schools will hope it will address the scheduling problems that have been a challenge for many years.
Football is just getting started, but some sports are already in action. Game balls this week go to Negaunee Girls Tennis. The Miners won the 2020 Upper Peninsula Division I Championship, and they open the 2021 season with a win over West Iron County, the reigning UP Division II champs. Lily Nelson won her number one singles match, 6-1 and 6-love. Lansing Catholic Girls Golf. The Cougars shot a tourney best 354 in winning the Hanover Horton Invitational. Amanda Melling led the way for Lansing Catholic, firing a 77 at Cascades Golf Course. And to the Ann Arbor Pioneer Girls Swim Team, last year's MHSAA champs opened the new year with a convincing win at the Huron Relays.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
This season, MHSAA officials will return to the fields, courts, and mats under some different conditions than in the past 18 months. Other than a few select instances, all MHSAA protocols, procedures, and playing rules have returned to what they were pre-COVID. This means that football team boxes will return to the area between the 25-yard lines, traditional ball handling and other officials' mechanics will return in all sports, and post-game handshakes will be permitted as each school sees fit. Of course, individual schools may retain certain precautionary measures, and officials are always permitted to use personal medical protective equipment. Additionally, there will be some rule modifications that were adopted during the pandemic that will likely be kept as part of the normal playing rules for moving forward. The one that stands out for the upcoming fall season is that in volleyball, teams will not switch benches or sides of the net unless a referee determines that a team is at a disadvantage due to the layout of facilities and obstructions.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Bill Marsh, Jr. Introducing the new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. And thank you.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, your local authorized Easy Dumper dealer. An American-made Easy Dumper insert turns your pickup truck into a dump truck to make jobs easier. Firewood, mulch, sand, gravel, and construction waste become just a push button to unload. Let us turn your truck into the workhorse it was meant to be. Stop in and see the full line today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
GetUp Sales believes that owning a Kubota is more than just an equipment purchase. That's why GetUp Sales works hard with every customer to make sure they're choosing the best Kubota product for the job that needs to be done. Because GetUp Sales has been delivering on the Kubota promise of outstanding customer service, they've been designated as a Kubota Elite Dealer, the highest level of achievement, and the only one in Northern Michigan. Only the top-tier dealers in the country achieve the Kubota Elite Dealership distinction. Kubota Elite Dealers are defined by superior customer service, outstanding sales, and exemplary operational excellence. So when you buy a new Kubota tractor from GetUp Sales, take comfort in knowing you're working with an elite dealer. So says the Kubota Tractor Corporation. GetUp Sales, family owned and operated since 1959. On M68 Lansing, on M72 Williamsburg, on M32 Hillman, and on the web at GetUpSales.com. When you think tractors, think GetUp Sales.
And welcome back. We are live at Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor. It is halftime, the Bill Marsh Automotive Halftime Show. Bill Marsh Automotive, discover how easy car shopping can be. Start with your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. Tom Devitt along with Rich Calkins for Blarney Stone Broadcasting. And Rich, an interesting first half. Really a mistake. A filled first half for Tennessee, Traverse City West Titans. 28-14, they're down. It's just mistakes.
Yeah, it has been. Some of those mental mistakes, Tom, kind of turnovers, a pooch to kickoff that the Chemics recovered and they had a short field numerous times. The defense for TC West has been on the field most of that first half. So they're definitely down below in the tunnels, staying hydrated right now. I mean, to say their 42 points were scored in the first half, Tom, that's a lot of action. Remember, each team struggled on their first drives. You could tell the nerves were out there. After that, they settled down a little bit. But, I really got to give this TC West defense credit. for trying to hang in there, man, and attack, because they've had short fields to defend all day.
Two big stops at the end of that first half saved this thing from getting out of hand. Right now it's just a two-touchdown game. But as we talk about who scored the touchdowns, we had, to start off in the second drive, it was Brandon Konchak with a long run. And really, that's been their most effective weapon here today, is him running the football.
It has. He's done a nice job on that read option, on whether to give it to the tailback or to keep it. He decided to keep it. We don't know the exact yardage. Roughly 60, 65-yard run for the touchdown to open up the scoring to put the Titans up 8-0. Tom, and then there was another score on a pass, a great screen off on the left-hand side from Konchak to who?
It was to Gaston.
It was.
We couldn't figure out the number at the time, but we got it. It was Gaston, and a beautiful call on a big play, which kept West in this football game. Now, by any stretch, it's still, they've got to figure out what to do with Davenport over there. He has been a weapon. He's got a couple of touchdowns and a couple of big kickoff returns. They need to do that little pass out in the flat. But West is still very much in this football game.
No question about it. There will be some defensive adjustments made for sure, whether they double him or Davenport or do some bracket coverage, whatever the case may be. But you'll see some different changes here in that second half, Tom.
Want to remind you that this game is also brought to you by Grand Traverse Undercoating. No one trusts. No. The ones to trust when it comes to rust, protecting one of your most valuable possessions, your vehicle. Check them out at GrandTraversUndercoating.com. And also the Village at Grand Traverse Commons. Shops, dining, events, open space, and so much more. A visit to the Village at Grand Traverse Commons is where the past and the future come together. As we are live at Big House, very exciting for the fans and the players. Just love this stadium. Wide open, the beautiful skyline in Ann Arbor. But the only downside is it is hot.
It is.
And there's no way on that sideline to hide from that heat. And if we had to pick a most valuable player right now, it might be the person who comes out there with the cooler during the breaks, because they've been busy.
No question about it. 88 degrees at kickoff here. Humidity is super high. I'm sure down on the field itself, it's got to be close to 100 degrees. And so they've had a water break or two during, you know, special timeouts to make sure the players stay hydrated. And that was something we talked to Greg Vaughn in our pre when we talked to him the other day in his office.
So we got big game here, and then I want to remind folks that we'll be covering the Titans throughout the entire football season, and we got a lot of big games that we'll be talking about a little later coming up. But this one is a big one at the Big House. We talked about the playoff point system's a little different now.
Right.
It's not going to affect West too much. They just, you know, got to win the games on the schedule, and they're in. But it's funny. It was Coach Vaughn that came up with a lot of the points that are affecting the state.
Yeah, how things have changed in the point, because he's the president of the Coaches Association. So, yeah, a lot of those guys, not only, you know, the teams you play, but also the tougher opponents that you play. If you lose to a really good, tough opponent, you're not going to get hurt as much as you would have in the past. So they give you credit for playing a tough schedule, and that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, I think I had the formula. It's like an algebraic formula, and I don't want to go over it here, but the new format, teams learn 60 points for beating a Division I school, 55 for beating a Division II, and on down. So a little different formula, but I tell you what, why don't we take another break here? We got about 3 minutes before the kickoff of the second half, and it should be a good one if the Titans can keep that defense tight and get back into this football game, as we are live here in Ann Arbor, 28-14, Midland on over, up over Traverse City West, and we'll be back.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local auto owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
As we ease back into life with friends and family, Mahindra is here to help on the good days and the tough ones. So visit WhyMahindra.com and build your tough tractor. Your Mahindra dealer will give you a quote and deliver to your land. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. Get special savings now during Mahindra's summer sale.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord or online at ZarembaEquipment.com or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City or PioneerDiesel.com.
The car doctor will see you now.
Give it to me straight, Doc. How's my car?
There's no easy way to say this, but I'm afraid your car has rust.
I told you we should have gone to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing.
Avoid the dreaded cost of replacing your car and hearing I told you so. Take your vehicle to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing, the ones to trust when it comes to rust, located at 1310 Marlow in Traverse City or online at GrandTraverseUndercoating.com.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, Northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
And we're live back here at halftime in Ann Arbor, where the Traverse City West Titans are down 28-14 to the Midland Chemics as we're getting ready to start the second half. They put a couple more minutes up here because it looked like Midland was having trouble getting out of the locker room. What happens here is they got how many games today? We've already had one start at noon.
There's three. There's one more after our game here.
And they want to push these people out, so what happens is both teams have to get all their locker room cleared out at halftime.
Yeah.
So you got to get all your equipment, all your gear out of there for the next team. And then as soon as the game's over with, there's no showering. You got to get on the bus and they go to Chelsea High School where they have the showers open for the players there.
They're very shower friendly there.
Yes. So it's been a different kind of game for them and for us too. I've never had to move with such speed before the game. We had to climb up these stairs at Michigan Stadium, and it's so hot. By the time we got here and we're looking around for the concessions, we're like, "Where's no drinks?" So we found JJ, the most valuable man of the crew here, was able to get us some water so we could actually broadcast this game.
He's certainly the MVP today, no doubt about it, Tom.
No. No pickles you saw. Next time, think about that. Now, Coach told us that's one of their secrets, that their pickle juice helps with the hydration. They've got plenty of Gatorade and water. So both these teams don't seem to be too affected by that. They're scoring points, and I know it's hot down there, but they both scrimmaged in this kind of weather,
yeah.
So they're kind of used to it as much as you can be.
And also, certainly for TC West standpoint, they play on a very similar field. This field turf, you know, what University of Michigan has is what's back at Thurlby Field. I haven't been to Midlands Field, but I'm sure theirs is very similar as well. A very good football. These programs really mirror each other.
Yep.
You know, TC West, in their 20, this is their 25th year of playing football, and they have only had two losing records in those entire 25 years, and both of those were at 4-5 records. So consistently winning programs, Midland the same way. They qualify for the playoffs almost every single year, Tom. So again, two programs that really mirror each other.
No question. And by the way, we're happy and proud to be a part of this Traverse City West family and broadcasting these games. We love the athletic tradition and the academic tradition there at West, not just football, but basketball. They have greats where they've won state championships in golf and in skiing. And
right.
it's just a great program. So we're excited to be broadcasting their games throughout the year. And let's see if we can turn things around here. We got about a minute before kickoff as we're getting ready for the second half. It is 28-14, Midland on top. And then Traverse City West was up 8-0, and then they went for a fake field goal inside their own 20 that they didn't make it, so a short field, and Midland scored there. Then they had a long kickoff return, Midland did, and got it out inside the 40. They scored another touchdown there. And then I don't want to say a botch kick. I'm not sure. It was a kickoff, which you got to field it because it's a live ball. And Traverse City West just didn't get to it.
Right.
And Midland recovered another easy short field and scored on that one, too.
It went 20 yards in distance, but it was about 20 yards in the air as well. And it was almost like a pooch kick on a kickoff. And like you said, that's a live ball. It goes more than 10 yards. It's live. And boom, and Midland recovered it. And that certainly was the big momentum swing in that first half.
It was 28 straight points by Midland. And really, Traverse City West just needed to settle down. And good thing to them, the last two drives they did, they stopped Midland from breaking the game wide open. So now, it'll be Traverse City West will be kicking the ball off to start this second half as we're live from the big house. I was trying to figure out right there is where Desmond Howard caught that punt against Ohio State
and did the Heisman pose.
Yes. And that same field is where the guy from Colorado caught it in the last second. Was it Westbrook?
Yeah,
caught
Westbrook,
that ball.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, and right there is where Bowen warmed the
Stewart. Sideline. Yeah, slash.
There is where Anthony Carter, they were going this way.
Against Indiana.
Okay, it's Indiana. Caught the ball. Carter caught the ball. Carter scores right in there. So it's just, you see the ghosts of Michigan pass when you're in here. And what a thrill it is for both of these teams to be here. They didn't get a chance to absorb it, you know, like a lot of times when you play in the state finals or whatever, you get down the stadium, because they only had 20 minutes to warm up.
Right.
But they settle down, and here we go. This is another big defensive stand we're looking at. What they need to do is keep the ball away from Davenport here.
Absolutely, at all costs. You have to, you do a hard squib off to the left side, away from number one for the Chemics. Here, Tom, again, the Chemics will receive this opening kickoff of the second half.
And let's see, Davenport, I want to see the other guy down there, but they're going to kick it to him, right to him, and this one's going to go out of bounds, and that might be the best way to go here.
Yeah. You'll give up a little bit of field position there, Tom, for sure. But just as you don't put it in that kid's hands.
No, and it's given up a lot worse field position when he catches it on the kickoff. So here we go. Traverse City West, we'll see what the adjustments are at halftime. It's been a simple pass out in the flat on an island there that has cost them on three big plays, including two touchdowns. Let's see if they have an answer for that. We are live here in Ann Arbor.
Sure.
I would say that Midland... a little more fans than TC West here, but that's...
And they brought their band with them, so that certainly helps.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Davenport, again, in the open field. It's tough to bring down one-on-one, Tom.
All right, Barry in the shotgun again. This time he's got Davenport split out wide. He's got a man in motion. And gives up the middle, and there is a powerful hit to start the second half. Big number 42 on Traverse City West got in the backfield and laid a lick on the ball carrier for the Chemics. Holy cow.
The senior, Carson Douglas, absolutely red dog blitz on that play. Met the runner in the backfield, threw him down for a couple-yard loss.
Well, that's a nice way to start off the second half for West. They lost 2 yards on the play, so it'll be second down and 12 to go for Midland. See if that sets the tone in any way here. It's Barry Int back in the shotgun. And this time a little pass out into the open. And two, look at 3, 4, 5. Titans are there and bringing them down for a loss.
Another big play by that Titan defense, Tom. Absolutely, these first couple of plays to open the second half, they are coming out here hungry.
What happened was the receiver was on the line of scrimmage, took a step back, caught the pass, and there were 4 or 5 Titans right there. And
that was Davenport once again, and they were not going to let him get free into that open field where he is dangerous.
So that's going to bring up 3rd and long now. They'll say 3rd and 13 officially as Barry now in the shotgun. This time he's going to spread one receiver out to the right, actually two, one in the slot, one to the left, man in motion. He's going to give to the motion. No, he's going to keep it. He fakes it up the middle. Got a little running room, but he's going to be way short of the first down. Picked up maybe 6 yards, and it'll be 4th and long now, and it looks like West with a huge defensive stand.
We'll see what Midland does. I would definitely think that they're going to punt this ball away, Tom, but we shall see. We'll see. They haven't had a chance to be super aggressive out of this formation yet, but we'll see what they dial up.
And you get an official's timeout here as the kicker is going to be tying his shoes.
Yep. Just a quick timeout.
Yeah, apparently he didn't want to take care of that at halftime. Yeah. Well, the way they had to get all their equipment out, he's got the shoelaces.
I'm surprised there's not more stuff.
Oaks is going to be back at the 22-yard line for West. And there's the snap, the punt. Almost. Maybe got a tip. I think somebody got it. It's going to be out of bounds at about the 50-yard line. They get a piece of it. It looked like it.
Great pressure that time. I couldn't tell who that was that got in there, Tom. But certainly, if he didn't, disrupted that punting style for sure. And absolutely great field position for West to start this second half.
Well, when it went out of bounds, they're going to say it went out of bounds at about the 32-yard line.
Wow.
So basically, he picked up about 2 yards on the kick. So Traverse City West is going to start off this second half about as good as you could start off, as they got the ball now at the 35-yard line of the Chemex to start the second half. And Konchak now calling out the signals. Got Oaks in the backfield with him. He's going to take the ball up the middle. He's hit, breaks the tackle, picks up about 3-4 yards when it should have been a little less than that. That's been the play that's worked for him today. That's basically their only offensive play that's worked, is that quarterback direct keeper.
Absolutely. That direct snap, they just absolutely bunch it up into the middle, and they'll take, you know, a couple of yards on first down right there, Tom. Again, that's been their key play all day long.
All right. What do we got here? We got a little bit of a funky lineup here.
Yeah.
Skirmerhorn is going to take
Yeah, direct snap to Skirmerhorn.
Yeah. Yeah, he takes it, and he's going to keep it, and he's going to go off tackle, and he doesn't get much, maybe a yard or two, and it's going to bring up third and long. Well, the formation, they sent the quarterback over out to the left, and Skirmerhorn took the hand up. He had a couple of blockers there.
Right.
But the Chemex weren't really fooled, so it's going to bring up third and long here for West, as they're going to get the signals. I'm sure we're in four-down territory here, so you don't necessarily have to go for the 8 yards.
See, it looks like Konchak is going to be the one that's going to get this snap.
Yep, he's back there. Skirmerhorn is in the backfield with him. It'll be Konchak, takes the snap, goes back. He's going to fire downfield. He's got a receiver down there, and oh, it's just broken up. That ball hung up there just a second too long, and it was broken up by the defensive back for the Chemex. And that's going to bring up fourth down now. This will be an interesting call. Fourth and nine. I'm sure they're going to go for it, but what do you call here?
Absolutely. Again, I like that play, that little crossing route deep over the middle. Tom's been open all day long.
All right, yep. Absolutely.
They clear it out. They clear out the middle, so the safety is going one way, and the receiver, Gaston, usually has one-on-one coverage.
So let's see what they do. They're still getting the signals in from the sideline, as they've got two receivers split out to the right, one to the left. Skirmerhorn in the backfield. They sent a tight end in motion, and this time Konchak is going to roll out to his right. Rolling. He's under all kinds of pressure. Oh!
Fumble.
Fumble the ball. West has got it. Skirmerhorn, but it's not going to do much good because he breaks a couple of tackles. He's hit out of bounds, but that was fourth down. I think what Konchak was trying to do, he didn't want to take the sack.
Yeah.
He wanted to get it down, but when he lifted his arm to throw, he was hit and fumbled. He got an injured player, I believe.
And I do see a flag down there, too, near the Titans sideline, Tom.
All right, let's see what the call is. You do have an injured player. I don't see whose team or who it is, but we'll see what the call is here. Not a very well-executed one on that one on fourth down, but
I think it's a Midland player because I think the trainer came over from the opposite sideline.
Yeah.
And I can't tell who it is over there because we're covered up by all the players. But the flag is at the 35 or at the 45-yard line.
I thought, in a way, you had a couple receivers open. Now the player for Midland gets up and he's going to run off on his own power, which is good news. But what I was going to say is that you had receivers open, but Konchak didn't have any time to throw the ball.
No time whatsoever. Like you said, yeah, they rolled out to the right, Tom, and could not get that pass off at all.
Well, that was a golden opportunity there with some good field position. Now the West defense is going to do what they have to do, what they've done the last three times, is come up big. They've stymied this offense a little bit here for Midland. See if they can keep doing it. It'll be first down. The Chemex will have the ball on the 41-yard line, their own 41.
Must have picked up the flag. I don't see any of the referees doing anything, making any calls. So, like you said, the Chemex are going to start on their own side of the field at their own 42.
And Barry will be in the shotgun again. Man in motion. Fakes a handoff to him. He's going to keep the ball up the middle. Not much there. Maybe a couple. As the West has shut down that quarterback keeper in this second half so far.
They have. They're going to want to just absolutely try to keep that Kemmick offense bunched up here and eliminate, obviously, the big plays out on the outside.
Second and eight now for Midland. I almost sense the heat having an effect here on both these two teams because there's a little more sluggish than they were in the first half. And there's a pitch on the outside. Midland player's got some running room, breaks the tackle, and will have a first down at about the 45-yard line. And you got an injured player now for Traverse City West.
Tim Volkel was the ball carrier on that pass. We might be cramping up there by the West player, Tom.
Let's see who it is, but tell you what, we'll find out. Take a quick break now. We'll come back and let you know what's going on. We're live here in Ann Arbor, the big house. For Blarney Stone Broadcasting, is Traverse City West football.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local auto owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
As we ease back into life with friends and family, Mahindra is here to help on the good days and the tough ones. So visit whymahindra.com and build your tough tractor. Your Mahindra dealer will give you a quote and deliver to your land. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. Get special savings now during Mahindra's summer sale.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord or online at zarembaequipment.com or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City or pioneerdiesel.com.
As the man that was taken off the field for Traverse City West. And we got a fumble on the field. I don't know, the one ref is saying he's down. Sorry, Midland just snapped the ball on the first play after their injury timeout. And it was a quarterback keeper. He got hit and fumbled the ball. And they're going to say it's West football. All right.
And that's Ben Shalott on the recovery of the fumble, Tom. What a big momentum switch. But like you said, the injured player down was Oaks. Time, right?
Yeah, and he was limping pretty bad. He needed to be helped off the field.
Cody
Oaks. Too bad. He is a key player for West, but they recover the fumble. Big turnover there. Now they need to do something. Right now it's 28-14. Midland is in the lead with 7:28 left to go here in the third quarter.
Well, at the 40-yard line of Titan on their own side of the field.
All right, here we go. Konchak in the shotgun. Skimmerhorn right next to him, and Konchak's going to keep it. He's got a nice lead block as he pulls his way up for about 4 or 5 yards. A good part of the yardage. It was Skimmerhorn was the lead blocker, threw a nice block to give him a little bit of a hole. And they're going to say he gained, what, about 4 yards on that one? So it'll be second and six now for West.
Yeah, you'll take 4 yards on first down. No question about it.
Opens up the playbook a little bit. It's Konchak now with Skirmerhorn back there. This time he's got two receivers split out wide to the left. One to the right. Flaps his hands, takes the snap. He gives to Skirmerhorn. Breaks the tackle. He's got a first down and more. Still on his feet at the 40. Still breaking tackles. Look at this run at the 30 and down at the 25-yard line. Skirmerhorn with a great piece of running.
It must have broke three or four different tackles that time. Did Michael Skirmerhorn on that play, Tom? We've heard about him all preseason. What kind of run? He was doing some great dancing in the middle there. Absolutely kept those feet a-churning.
For a Fox Motors first down on that one. So West, first and 10 at the 25. Gives it to the up man. He might pick up a yard, maybe. That was 27, who's now seeing some playing time. Aiden Camp for the injured Oaks. And let's see where they mark it. They might give him a half a yard on that one. So it'll be second down, and they're going to say 10. So second and 10, ball still roughly on the 25-yard line. It's West trying to get back into this one. They're down by two scores, 28-14. They've played much better so far here in the second half, but they need to get some offense going. Up the middle again, this time breaking a tackle is Kemp, but he's going to be short of the first down. Almost got hit in the backfield, but he...
Right, he did have a couple of chemics hanging all over his legs. He couldn't quite get away from them, Tom. It's going to bring up third and long.
Let's see, they're trying to get the yard marker. There we go, so it'll be third and eight. He picked up two on that one. And still trying to get the signals in here is Konchak. And he will take the snap, and he's going to keep the ball. Run right up the middle. Breaks the tackle, but he's going to be short of the first down as he gets it about to the 22-yard line. Now, we're going to interesting call here on fourth down.
That it will, Tom. Absolutely. Probably going to have to go to the air.
I wonder if they get run that play. They score
that
the last
screen,
touchdown.
Yeah, that screen out into that left flat. Works a roll right, come back to the left. It really worked well. They've only ran it one time so far today.
And he was so wide open that I would think there might be something they'd come back to. Who knows? But it is fourth. They give him a yard on that one, so it's fourth and seven with the ball marked at the 21-yard line. Konchak now. Looked like some movement, but they didn't call it. He fires the ball in the corner of the end zone. A battle for it, and it is flag interference.
I think Davenport that time was interfering with the intended receiver. It looks like it was Will Gaston, once again, the intended receiver, Tom. Again, that happened right in the end zone.
And right in front of the official. And I think what happened was he threw up his hands and did not look back for the ball, which kind of made it an easy call for the official.
For sure. Again, that action was taking place on the far left end zone, completely away from where our broadcast location is.
And if he didn't interfere, that had a shot.
He did.
It was a nice toss.
Oh, they're offsetting. Did you see that?
Whoa.
Illegal shift. I didn't see the other flag.
I didn't either.
Oh, so going to play over. Redo a fourth down now. Oh, I did not see the other flag, Tom.
I didn't either. It looked like they were moving. The teams were moving to as if it was going to be on just the penalty on the Chemics. So here we go again. Fourth down. Skirmerhorn in the backfield now. Konchak back to pass. He drops straight back, fired over the middle. He's got a receiver there, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted and brought down. The interception doesn't really hurt, but the fact that you didn't get a first down.
Yeah.
Well, that was good coverage there by the
it was.
That's all you could say.
Gabe Malice, the defender on that play with the INT for the Chemics, brought a short return, but again, it was fourth and seven. You needed to at least pick up that first down.
Yep.
And now, once again, this Titan defense, that the second part of the second half, and now all of the first half, all of the second half has been on the field, Tom.
Yeah.
We got an official's timeout on the field.
All right, we'll take a break and come back. More call this one. It's 28-14, Midland over Traverse City West.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
Only the best.
Owning a business is a labor of love, but frankly, your business insurance shouldn't make more work for you. Top of Michigan believes the best business relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to personally address your insurance needs. So, if you're looking for a proactive partner and not a part-time assistant, have a frank conversation about your business insurance with Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
All right, we're back at the Big House of Midland. We'll have it first and 10, and their first play is a handoff off tackle and nothing doing. Helmets flying out there as a whole host of Titans in on that tackle.
I did notice the helmet rolling off onto the right, towards the right sideline there, Tom. But again, good job by the interior of that Titan defense, Tom, to stop the Kemick runner for a very small, actually they're marking it like a loss of one on that play.
The one thing that I've noticed about this defense in the second half, the physicality of the West defense, they are doing some hitting out there.
They have come out with some energy, no doubt about it. That pickle juice has really worked well at halftime.
Barry will keep the ball, and he's going to lose yards. A big bear hug and tackle out there around the 24-yard line is going to bring up third and long. Again, that play that was working in the first half, not working so well here in the second half.
Yeah. To me, Tom, it looked like big number 78, Kyler Brunin, the sophomore, the lone sophomore out on this varsity team.
So it'll be third and long, a big play coming up here again for this Traverse City West defense. I can't say enough how 28 straight points Kemick's put on them in that first half, and now in the second half they have shut them down. We'll see what happens here now on third down and 10. Barry, back to pass, straight back, not a lot of pressure, fires over in the sideline, and it's incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down. We do have a flag down. Is this in the backfield?
Totally away from the action.
Yeah.
Action was over on the opposite side of the field.
Oh, it's against West. I didn't see the call. Was it roughing the passer? What?
Side. Okay, just a sideline warning. Okay.
Oh, okay, good.
Good deal. All right, so no real, just a warning penalty.
Boy, I can't say enough about this West defense in the second half. They've been more physical, and the Kemicks, who are moving the ball in the first half, haven't done anything. So West just needs some offense, needs some momentum here.
We'll gas them deep.
Oh, got it again? Sure. Did they get a piece of it because of
another short punt?
It's short. They're putting so much pressure on this punter that he's trying to get it off quick. And again, Traverse City West is going to have great field position. It'll be on the Kemick side of the field at about, where are they marking at, the 42?
Yeah, it looks like it, Tom. So again, like you said, excellent field position. Now the offense needs to capitalize here. 3:17 to go in this third quarter. Again, how nice it would be to get a touchdown here, Tom, so that, again, we are down only one score.
And it reminds me of what Coach Vaughn told us. They don't have kickoff or punt returns. I mean, they don't have punt returns. They have punt block formation.
Yeah.
They're not worried about the ball once it's gone.
But watching them here in this first game, we believe them.
Yeah, we believe them, and it's worked. There we go. Back to pass. There's that same play they tried in the first half. Schutterhorn with a nice little move. He'll end up by picking up, well, I don't know, he might have lost yards. We'll see. It was a little fade out to the right, throw back to left, only this time it didn't work.
This time they absolutely cut more up into the middle instead of the last time they went far to the outside, and it looks like the Kemicks were ready this time as well.
They're going to say no gain on that one, so it'll be second and 10.
Schermerhorn did a good job just getting back to the line of scrimmage.
He broke a couple tackles. Okay, here we go. Right up the middle, nothing doing. That time the Kemicks were all over him. He hesitated for a second, and that's a no-no.
That play was certainly slow developing that time. Usually that QB keeper is a little faster, the blocking, you see it develop. That time it just took a long time, allowed that Kemmick defense to penetrate and take contact down for a loss.
You know, we give credit to the West defense, played well here the last few minutes, but so has Midlands.
No question about it, Tom.
West has not been able to get any kind of rhythm going. Just one long sustained drive in this game. And so here Konchak now getting the place at his third now and 13. They need a big play here, and we're going to get a timeout. And by the way, this is a Michigan Trailers timeout. Michigan Trailers has always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money. MichiganTrailers.com.
The Car Doctor will see you now.
Give it to me straight, Doc. How's my car?
There's no easy way to say this, but I'm afraid your car has rust.
I told you we should have gone to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing.
Avoid the dreaded cost of replacing your car and hearing I told you so. Take your vehicle to Grand Traverse Undercoating and Rust Proofing. The ones to trust when it comes to rust. Located at 1310 Marlow in Traverse City or online at GrandTraverseUndercoating.com.
And we are back live at the Big House in Ann Arbor. Tom Bevin along with Rich Calkins for Blarney Stone Broadcasting. Traverse City West down 28-14. A big third down coming up, third and 13. You know, as I'm watching this, Rich, I'm just in awe. I never thought I would broadcast a game at the Big House. But here we are at about the 10-yard line looking down at Michigan Field.
We've been talking about the cool experience for the kids and the fans. And all. It is, no doubt. As a couple of older guys, Ty, it's pretty cool for us to be here as well.
No question. Okay, here we go. Big third and long. Konchak back to pass. He's going to fire over the middle. He's got it open. He dropped the ball.
Oh, no. Oh, I feel bad. Oh, he had nothing but 6 points written all over that.
That was Shuler, and he had it right in his hands. He had it for a second.
Great deep in route, ran a great route. He put the defender on his back hip and was wide open. It's going to bring up fourth down now, fourth and 13 for the Titans, and they're going to go into punt formation.
It doesn't mean anything, though, at this point. The way their defense has been playing, you'd almost think that that this would be the place to fake a punt. They're aggressive. They tried it once in the first half with no luck. And I know that Midland, I'm sure, is looking for it, and you're going to get a penalty here probably on West here.
That's a player ran off late on that play. They have too many
men on the field. Yeah, that was, wow. That would have been a game changer. And that wasn't just the first down. That was a touchdown.
Oh, that was a touchdown. No question about it.
10 yards in front of everybody.
That's what he... He knows.
I'm surprised that West hasn't opened it up a little bit more because they have had guys open. That play was an example. Okay, let's see if they do punt. The snap is good, and he'll be punting. Lots of pressure, but he gets it off, and he gets a good one, too. Sends Davenport way back there to the ball.
Oh, he's
picking it up. He's going to run it back. He breaks a couple of tackles. Oh, look out here.
Oh,
there's a big block. He's still on his feet and going. And that'll be a touchdown, but we're going to have a flag on an illegal block.
Yes, a couple of crackback blocks, I believe, Tom.
Yeah.
That was like a 90-some-yard punt return for a touchdown by Davenport. But I believe definitely the referee saw it.
There were flags, a couple of them, right where the block took place. But I'm telling you, it was still a heck of a run because that ball was bobbled, and he had to pick it up and break a couple tackles.
That's how electric this Davenport kid is. He's unbelievable.
I would make sure I don't let this kid touch it ever again in this game.
And that was a great punt. It was well over his head. It was almost went into the end zone, Tom.
Yeah. He's already got a couple touchdowns and a couple long returns, and that would have been another one. But let's see. The officials are still confirmed. They haven't made a call yet.
There they go. They just missed.
Okay. So now Midland will go from a touchdown to some bad field position here.
Yeah, Davenport, just a junior, time 5'11", 180, and that kid has got wheels to burn.
Oh, man. That was exciting just watching it, and I'm glad it didn't count.
It's going to allow that Traverse City defense again to try to stop Midland deep in their own territory, because those blocks took place inside their own 20-yard line.
And this is one of those things, you know, Midland has had a chance a couple times to blow this thing open, and West keeps hanging around. They just need that big play there on offense would have helped, but you one or two big plays.
TC West just took another timeout, Tom.
Oh, you know what that means? That means this timeout is brought to you by Michigan Trailers. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money. MichiganTrailers.com.
As we ease back into life with friends and family, Mahindra is here to help on the good days and the tough ones. So visit WhyMahindra.com and build your tough tractor. Your Mahindra dealer will give you a quote and deliver to your land. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. Get special savings now during Mahindra's summer sale.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord or online at ZarembaEquipment.com or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City or PioneerDiesel.com.
That penalty brought the ball all the way back to the 12-yard line. So the Chemicals will start it off first and 10 at their own 12 after a touchdown was called back because of the illegal block. There's a nice pass out in the flat, and it's going to be short of a first down. Nice tackle.
Matt Zutendam.
All right. I'm glad you got the name. Yeah.
Matt was in coverage. He's done a nice job in coverage here all day long. Been calling his name and number 6 on your roster. Just now, to pick up a 4 yards for the Chemicals.
We told you that it was 88 degrees at kickoff and humid. We're getting word that on the field, the field was 147 degrees at the start of the game.
Wow.
So these kids are landing on fire.
Wow.
Okay, it'll be 2nd down and 6. As Barry now with the pitch on the outside. Traverse City West, well, he broke a tackle. They got back there with good penetration, but a nice run. It'll be short of the first down. Well, let's see where they mark it. It's going to be close.
It is going to be close. Number 6, Matt Zutendam on another tackle for the Titans.
And let's see where the official puts it. It'll bring up 3rd down. We're 3rd and short now. They're going to call it about 1. So see if the West defense can come up big here. There's only 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. So as well as this defense playing,
That might be the last play of the third quarter. I don't think Midland's going to snap the ball.
No, time is on their side at this point. So we will take a break, too, and we'll come back with the fourth quarter. We're live here in Ann Arbor. Midland up 28-14 over Traverse City West.
Hey, Titan fans, we have a great way you can support TC West Sports and grow your business at the same time. Sponsorship packages are now available. Simply call Tanya at 989-348-6171. Then by the next TC West Titan game, your customers will hear your message. Show your Titan pride. Become a TC West Titan broadcast sponsor on 106.3 Q100.
Wait, one more.
Hi, this is Bill Marsh, Jr. Introducing the new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. And thank you.
And welcome back. We're live here at the Big House in Ann Arbor. It's getting ready to start the fourth quarter. If you're just joining us, the Traverse City West started off 8-0 on a long touchdown line by Konchak. And then it was 28 straight points by Midland. And it was a combination of turnovers, a couple of long kickoff returns. And then the West defense has just put the clamps down. Unfortunately, West has not been able to score here in the second half either as the Midland defense, but they've had a couple. They've had a turnover, West, and they had a drop pass that was an easy touchdown. So right now they've got 3rd down. They need a stop here to get good field position. It's 3rd and 2 on the 20-yard line of Midland. It's Midland with the ball, and it'll be Barry will be back in the shotgun. And he takes the snap, and he's going to keep the ball, go right up the middle, and he's hit and driven backwards. No first down. He might have lost a yard on that.
Great job by that Titan defense. Knew exactly that Midland was not going to put the ball in the air and risk it at that time. And so great job by the Titan defense bringing up fourth down. They lost a couple of yards on that, Tom.
Again, this defense, at one point it was 28-7, and it looked like they couldn't stop Midland anywhere. And they have stopped them cold their last five drives.
Absolutely.
And given their offense good field position.
Yeah, absolutely. That defense has stood tall. Like you said, from the moment they came out of that locker room, because they went on defense initially. Again, hey, Midland punters had trouble all the second half here, Tom.
We'll see what he does here. And there's again pressure. And that's blocked. Well, tipped. We'll say tipped and kicked out of bounds again. It's Traverse City West is going to have great field position.
I heard it go off his hands.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because there was that double noise, the kick and then the noise right after it. And absolutely, TC West is going to get tremendous field position once again.
Trying to see where they mark it. It was going to be on the 29-yard line of the Kennex. This punt block team for West has been phenomenal today. That's at least three times they've gotten their hand on the ball.
They've been the difference in the second half and given this West offense great, great field position.
Let's see if they can do something with it. The time's running out. We got 11:10 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Concheck back to, well, no, they're going to blow a whistle here. Something's going on.
Timeout looks like Chemex at the last second.
It is. Timeout Chemex, you know what that means. It's a Michigan Trailer timeout. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money. MichiganTrailers.com.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
All right, we're back here ready to start this drive. West, once again, as they've had great field position this whole second half, haven't been able to capitalize. We'll see if they can do it this time. 29-yard line they are of the Chemex, rolling out Konchak. Firing downfield, he's got a man
wide
over
open.
In front of the end zone. He's wide open. Oh, again.
I'm not sure if that was just outside his outstretched arms there, Tom, but again, the receiver for West was wide open. And we got a Chemex player deep in the
Davenport, I believe.
And he is cramping up over there.
Oh, I'm not sure.
It might have been
a tough catch if he made it, but he was open there in the corner.
Yeah, again, the receivers are getting open. They're running great routes here.
And
that might be. Now, over there, it could be Jalen Brown, the sophomore. It's either 1 or 5. I can't tell. Again, long ways away from our broadcast location. But an official's timeout.
But he's out of bounds. Injury is out of bounds, but it looks like they're still going to take the time. All right, so we will, too. It's another Michigan Trailers timeout, and we'll take a break here, and we'll be back with action. It's fast and furious right now. Traverse City West is going to have the ball in good scoring position here. They're down 28-14.
Owning a business is a labor of love, but frankly, your business insurance shouldn't make more work for you. Top of Michigan believes the best business relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to personally address your insurance needs. So, if you're looking for a proactive partner and not a part-time assistant, have a frank conversation about your business insurance with Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
That's what happened. Yeah, I better get going here. All right, we better get going here. The injured player for Davenport is walking off on his own power, so that means we're going to start the action here as we're live. 2nd and 10, the ball on the 29-yard line of the Chemex. Konchak back to pass. Looks downfield again. He's going to fire toward the end zone. Again, he's got a man, and this time a touchdown. There it is. Skirmerhorn again beat their defensive back, and a perfect pass by Konchak, and West is right back in this football game.
Third time in the second halftime that a receiver has been wide open. This time they're able to connect, Tom. And like you said, Skirmerhorn with the big touchdown catch. Titans draw within 28-20 here early in this fourth quarter.
The captain. Boy, this is interesting. Go for two or kick it, because you can make it a seven-point game, or if you miss it, that means you got to go for two on the next touchdown.
Right.
So we'll see. They've got the tee out there. See it?
They do, yep.
But they're still running the swinging gate, and this time they're all going to close in, and it looks like they're going to attempt a kick, but there's some confusion, and we may have a timeout.
Delay a game.
Yeah.
So that's going
to
take too long.
They're going to kick it then.
Right.
Well, there might have been thinking over. Like I said, it's not an automatic go for two, because you can bring your team within seven.
Yeah.
If you can kick this. And it looks like they still got the tee out there. Skirmerhorn is still looking for instructions from the coaches. And you're getting a couple of signals. We'll see if they kick it or not. We still don't know. It's the swinging gate.
Anything can happen. It is the swinging gate. Yeah.
You've got five guys split over here on the right, one on the left, and only three linemen, and they're going to go for two. Konchak back to pass. He fires over in the corner. He's got a man. He catches it, and he's not in the end zone, but he breaks the tackle and gets in. That was all the receiver on that one.
Will Gaston on the two-point conversion there. What great effort to draw the Titans within 6 points, 28-22.
He ran an out. He caught the ball a couple of yards away from the stopped on a dime. The defender went one way, and he went into the end zone.
Perfect job by Gaston that time, drawing it to within one score, Tom. And we knew it was going to be exciting coming down here in the fourth quarter.
We got a Donnybrook. All right, let's take a quick break here as we're live from the Big House in Michigan Stadium. 28-22, Chemex in the lead.
The car doctor will see you now.
Give it to me straight, Doc. How's my car?
There's no easy way to say this, but I'm afraid your car has rust.
I told you we should have gone to Grand Travers Undercoating and Rust Proofing.
Avoid the dreaded cost of replacing your car and hearing I told you so. Take your vehicle to Grand Travers Undercoating and Rust Proofing, the ones to trust when it comes to rust, located at 1310 Barlow in Traverse City, or online at GrandTraversUndercoating.com.
Back here live at Michigan Stadium, ready for the kickoff, and they're going to boot it to the 15-yard line as the Chemex have the ball. Have a little room up in the middle, but a big hit there was that number 16 by Traverse City West, and stopped any more
Evan Cater
momentum
on the tackle, and that was Jalen Brown is who was returning for the Chemex.
Well, I tell you what, defense and special teams for West here in the second half have been the difference.
Superior, no question about it. The major difference in them able to come and get their first score of the second half and make this a barn burner here, 10:51 to go in regulation.
Two block punts and one that was close to being blocked that kicked or shanked. And now here we go. See if they can hold it up. Barry now, under all kinds of pressure, throws an incomplete pass. It'll be second and 10. The pressure on him is getting to him a little bit here in the second half. He was back there in the first half with time to throw and poise.
And again, the incomplete pass stops the clock. They only take about 4 seconds off the clock on that play. Time again, the Chemex have a six-point lead. But again, the clock doesn't run unless you stay in bounds or complete that pass.
A shadow starting to come across here at Michigan Stadium as they're going from left to right on your radio dial. Second and 10. Barry now takes the snap. He fires off in the flat. He's got a man there. He catches it. He's going to be short of the first down. A good open field tackle there by West. That was number one on that one.
And that's Reese Robertson, the junior defensive back.
You're all over there on the island.
Yeah.
They throw the ball to him, and you got to make that stop, or it's a real big gain, and he did. So now it's third down and four for the Chemex. West needs another big stop right here. This is the Chemex's best field position in this second half. And And here we go, third down. Barry takes the snap. He drops straight back, fires over the middle, and it's tipped and almost intercepted. Oh, that had no chance. And
they were going for Davenport, who's limping off again. Looks like a cramp on his left calf. But yep. Then the Traverse City West Titan defender was standing back there, went through his hands as well, brings up fourth down, Tom.
And now the adventure begins.
Absolutely.
Traverse City West has been so successful on these punt blocks here in this whole game, but in the second half in particular. If you're the Chemex punter, just get the thing off.
You get it, and you just got to get rid of it because so aggressive is this punt block team.
And it looks like they're actually setting up. They're going for it. And they got a man, but they overthrow him. It'll be first down, Traverse City West. They had the fake set up.
They did. Unbelievable. But once again, TC West is going to set up on the Chemex side of the field. Hasn't every drive been on there to start?
The second half, for sure. And that's thanks to that defense.
Right.
And they didn't even want to try a punt that
they
time.
They didn't. Yeah. They knew. That's what happens by Coach Greg Vaughn's punt block team is causing so much havoc with the Chemex right now. It's getting them all flustered. Here comes the TC West offense with the momentum.
A low snap, though, and they're going to take a loss here. Can't have that. That ball was on the ground. They're going to lose 4 yards. I was just about to quote Keith Jackson when he said, "Old momentum has switched jerseys."
Yes.
It has, but the West needs to do something here because there's only 9 minutes and 45 seconds left in this football game. They've dominated here in the second half, especially defensively, but they only got one score in the second half.
Davenport's back out there. He's cramped up a couple of times for the Chemex. You might want to go after him. Second and 15.
Well, if they can protect Konchak, they've gotten guys open here in the second half. Oh, nice! Catch out there in the flat. It'll be just short of the first down. Konchak threw the ball high.
It's Garrett Schuler.
With a nice grab, so that's going to pick up some of that lost yardage. It'll bring up third down when they mark it here. It looks like third and 5. So here we go. We're obviously in 4-down territory here. Let's see if they take another shot at the end zone. Third and 5. Konchak now looking at the signals. Still waiting. Skirmerhorn moves over, and Konchak's going to roll out to his left. He fires downfield, and it's going to be intercepted. Not sure where that one was going. Here comes the return, and he gets some good momentum on over the 50 down to the 45-yard line.
That looked like a little miscommunication that time, Tom. It was expecting a cut back into the middle of the field. The receiver went out to the right side, and easy pickings that time for the Chemex defender, Jalen Brown.
He just waited there for the ball.
Yep.
And it's too bad because you had a receiver wide open 5 yards away from him. Well, that's been the problem here, 2 turnovers. We've gotten a turnover on a kickoff and 2 fumbles now on this one and an interception. It's hard to win with that, but the way their defense is playing, they need one more big stop here.
They are. Chemex actually going to start on the Titan end of the field, just into their territory.
So here we go. Barry, who hasn't had much luck here in the second half. Let's see what happens here. He goes back to pass. He's going to fire downfield. He's got Davenport wide open. You got a flag on the play. You might have interference. The pass was overthrown, but you had a little dipsy-do over here.
Right.
So we'll see what they call.
Could have been a whole defensive holding before the pass got thrown.
We were slowed down a little bit.
He's pointing over to the Chemex side, though. Let's see.
Oh, we might have an illegal shift.
Yeah.
I didn't see the sign.
The time.
Oh, and it's against the Chemex. Yeah. Okay. Big play. Yeah, that was... they're going to decline the penalty. That's a good deal.
Take the down.
There's only 8:37 left, so it'll bring up second and 10. That's an ineligible receiver is what we're getting the call.
So it's going to bring up a second and 10.
We need to get those officials to face our way when they're making that call.
Yes.
See it a little better. But JJ's on it again. Mr. Everything. Okay, here we go. Barry is going to be in the shotgun. Second and 10. We got 8:37 left to go. The Titans down by 6. Davenport in motion. And the quarterback's going to keep it. Barry, and his hit and net maybe a yard or 2 gain. But it looked like there was a little bigger hole, and it was closed quickly there by the Titans.
Connor Kinsey, the junior defensive tackle in there, making the initial contact in the backfield.
And it wasn't just contact. Yeah. He laid a lick on him. There's some hitting going. West has played much more physical in the second half.
No question about it, Tom.
Yeah. Okay, that's going to bring up third. They're going to say nine. And one of the offensive linemen limped off the field for Midland before they got the play call. This is a big, big down right here. They'll probably go for it on fourth down anyways, but still, you want to force the issue here. They got three receivers split out wide to the left, one to the right, and you got another flag. Whistle before the ball was snapped. Yes, we're starting to get a
delay
lot
of game.
Go, here we go. Another
so
Midland.
No time off the clock. Move them back five.
Didn't see a lot of laundry in that first half, but we have here in the second half. And that's going to cost them five right there. They didn't need that, so that's going to bring up third. What are they going to say? 14. Even though the yard marker hasn't moved yet. There you go, guy. And it's going to bring up, like I said, third and 14. Let's see what formation they run. They're going to have two receivers split to the right, one to the left. One running back. And Barry takes the snap. He drops straight back. Not a lot of pressure. Fires over in the flat, and it's way over the head of the receiver. And that'll bring up a fourth down now. And if you're Midland, you got a lot of, you know, you're on that side of the field. Your punting game has been horrific. I think they stay on and either go for it or watch for another fake.
Right, yeah. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Oh, we got a Midland player down. Maybe another cramp. That's officially. Are they going to take a timeout here? Yes,
it looks
they are.
Like
it's a
it.
Midland
yep.
player. We thought we'd see lots of cramping. All right, we got a lot of action coming up with 7:20 left to go. We'll be back with the call at the end of the game here. 28-22, Midland on top. This is Blarney Stone Broadcasting's presentation of Traverse City West football.
As we ease back into life with friends and family, Mahindra is here to help on the good days and the tough ones. So visit whymahindra.com and build your tough tractor. Your Mahindra dealer will give you a quote and deliver to your land. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. Get special savings now during Mahindra's summer sale.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord or online at zarembaequipment.com or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City or pioneerdiesel.com.
All right, we're getting ready for what's been the most adventurous part of the game. Midland trying to punt on this Traverse City West special teams here. It would have been 4th and 14. The ball just about midfield, it looks like, just barely on the Kemmick side. There's the snap. Again, lots of pressure, but this time he gets it off, and he gets a good one off. And the ball is picked up on the 20-yard line. Cross around the 30. Still got some running room at the 40. To the 50. Picks up a block. Still on his feet. He's going to the 30, the 20, he's all alone at the 10, touchdown Traverse City West.
Will Gaston with a long punt return for a touchdown.
You got some, you see some, there's one flag, boy, it came in real late too. Right around the 30-yard line.
Oh, I see it now, yes. We'll see, there was a block that was placed, not sure if he got his head in front of the defender or not, but Gaston, what a great return.
Absolutely. Well, either way, they're going to have it in good shape, but let's see what the officials say here. It might be a touchdown. West is signaling like the penalty is not going to be anything that calls us back. We'll see. The officials are taking their time letting us know what's going on.
He's picking it up.
Yeah, he is.
That's a touchdown.
Yes.
There's the signal. It's official.
We are all tied at 28 apiece.
Unbelievable. With 7 minutes to go in regulation, Tom, again, now the swinging gate comes into play.
It does. Now you got the swinging gate to go for the extra point and the possible lead in this one. It was 28-7 at one point. And Midland was dominating, and right now we're all tied with a chance for West to go into the lead. And we've had big plays.
Oh, huge play. Will Gaston, what a return. He was pointing out blocks two and three players ahead of him. He was directing traffic.
All right, they're going to attempt to kick the extra. At least that's what it looks like, and they do. The snap is up. The hold is good, and the kick is good. West is in the lead, 29-28. As we're getting ready for the final 7 minutes of this game, special teams, defense, and now the offense has picked up the pace.
Absolutely. What a great job. What a great rallying cry for this Titan team.
All right, before we get this kickoff, I want to remind people of some of our sponsors in this game. Bayview Insurance, locally anchored to meet your insurance needs. They specialize in personal and commercial insurance services. Check them out at BayviewInsAgency.com. Also, Pioneer Diesel, an authorized international truck, Cummins in Mahindra dealership, serving the Traverse City area, carrying a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Check them out at PioneerDiesel.com. And Dean Transportation, proud to be a part of their community and connecting people with purpose for more than 50 years. Join the Dean team today by going to DeanTransportation.com. It's not a job, it's a career with purpose. Well, what a football game this has turned out to be. The Titans, a dramatic comeback. It, on a strength of a defense that is just clobbered Midland here in the second half.
Would have absolutely loved to have been a fly on the wall when Coach Vaughn at halftime gave him the win one for the Gipper speech here, Tom. This game's not over at all, by no means. 7 minutes to go, big play capabilities by this Kemmick team. So keep it out of Davenport's hands, though.
And our all-everything Mr. JJ pointed out a fact. There is a shadow going over the field. And the Traverse City West side is covered with the shadow, which means they're shaded, and the other side is not.
Yep.
I don't know if it means anything, but JJ pointed that out to me, and he's right.
Good call. Good observation.
I would say it's at least a 5-10 degree difference in the shade. Okay, here's the kickoff. The returner for Midland picks it up at the 15. He's going to go right up the middle, and he is clobbered. Again, the hitting that is going on by West this afternoon is unbelievable. He gained about 3 yards, and it was brought back, and it's going to be a first down right at about the 27-yard line.
Absolutely rocked on that return, Tomica. Yeah. Lewandowski was in there, a couple of other Titans.
Now it's hot, and both teams are spent, but I'm looking at that Midland offense, and they're dragging compared to where they were earlier in this game. And they have been dominated by West, but they need one more stand here. 6:55 left to go in the first quarter. The Titans up 29-28 after being down 28-7 at one point.
This is the first time Midland's been trailing in this game since the first quarter.
Barry now, a little pass in the flat, and it's dropped, and it's not behind the line.
No, it's a forward pass. Yeah. It was a forward pass for sure.
West was right there, and you almost want to say he was hearing footsteps, because if he would have caught that ball, boom.
Yeah,
would have been
they were there. And good job by the West team picking up. Even though it was an obvious incomplete pass, you never know what the referee's going to call there. So go on every loose ball until the referee calls you off.
Absolutely. And, you know, I got to give credit to Jason Moore, the defensive coordinator. The plays that were working in the first half are not working in the second half for Midland. All right, here we go. Second and 10. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. The quarterback keeper, Barry, and he's going to be smothered after maybe a one-yard gain. That play was one that worked in the first half. Nothing doing here in the second half. It was big number 11 on that. Schultz in that tackle as well.
And good job also by Michael Skirmerhorn. He took the tailback that time. That was his responsibility. He took him out of the play just in case he was going to get the ball that time because, again, of that quarterback read option.
And Schultz with the initial hit on the quarterback, which brings up 3rd and 9. The ball at the 29-yard line of the Chemics. We got 6:13 left to go here in the fourth quarter, and this has been a good one. Barry now sends a man in motion. Over to his left, we got a whistle, and I believe we are going to get, is it a timeout?
Timeout, Midland.
Midland's going to take a timeout. This is a big, big play in this game, and that'll remind you that this is a Michigan Trailers timeout. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service for every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com.
Hey, Titan fans, we have a great way you can support TC West Sports and grow your business at the same time. Sponsorship packages are now available. Simply call Tanya at 989-348-6171. Then by the next TC West Titan game, your customers will hear your message. Show your Titan pride. Become a TC West Titan broadcast sponsor on 106.3 Q100.
Oh, yeah.
buckle up and get ready. As we got a big third down coming up. 6:05 left in this one. Traverse City West up by 1 point. The Chemics have the ball on their own 29-yard line. This defense for West has been a wall all second half. Let's see if they can make one more big stop here. Barry back to pass. He looks over in the flat. He's got a man out there. He's got some running room, and he'll pick up a big first down as he's belted out of bounds at about the 41-yard line.
Nice play by Midland that time, Tom. That receiver went out into that left flat and had all his momentum going, and the quarterback hit him in stride, and a big key first down to move the chains for the Chemics. Stops the clock at 5:58 to go here in this fourth quarter.
And the key was that Barry had some time to throw on that one.
Yes.
He waited for his man to get open the flat and hit him with a perfect pass. All right, here we go. It's shotgun snap. Quarterback back to pass. He fires over the middle. He's got a man open, and he hits him for about a five-yard gain before a bunch of Titans swarm him and bring him down. So it'll bring up second down and about five. With 4:43 left to go here in the fourth quarter. We're live at the Big House.
Shuler, Lewandowski, and Camp all in on that tackle. They're just absolutely sending numerous helmets after every single play, Tom.
Absolutely, yep.
A lot of gang tackling going on.
It's been an incredible second half for this defense, but they need one more big stop here. Barry now, he's going to keep it. He's got some room off on the right side or the left side. And he's brought down with a hard tackle, and he's going to be short of the first down. Bring up, let's see where they mark it.
Looks like he's about a yard short.
He's so tall, and when he goes down, it's hard to tell where his knee goes.
It is.
He
absolutely
lands with the ball in the first down, but no, he was down short of it, and it looks like
we got
Third and one. Ball right about midfield. I'm looking for a quarterback keeper here. He got a two tight end set. Now they send a man in motion, and it'll be... Now Barry takes it up the middle. He's hit and driven back. Was his momentum enough? I don't know. West came up with a huge stop, but it depends on the spot.
Side judge coming in. It looks like he's going to mark him just short, maybe by the length of the football, Tom.
The initial hit drove him backwards. He made a nice move forward, but not enough to get the first down, it looks like. Oh, here we go.
Fourth down.
4:21 left to go in this one.
Less than a yard. He's got to get to the 50, Tom, right to midfield, and that's about 8 inches away.
Well, this is where you almost want to line up under center.
Clock running.
Do that. He's going to take it in the shotgun and keep it. Barry keeps it. He's hit and met in the backfield. I think they stopped him.
I think he went down before the midway part of the field, the 50-yard line.
The way West is celebrating, I think they did. That is a first down, Traverse City West.
Turnover on downs.
That was two incredible tackles right there.
West defense,
boom,
absolutely, in the second half has just come alive.
Oh, my. And what you talk about, a big stop. They had a yard to go for a first down. Boom, they get a half yard, and boom, that time, nothing doing.
Unbelievable. Midland needed to pick 6 inches.
All right, well, this one ain't over. It's 3:56 left to go in this game. West will have the ball at midfield. Let's see how aggressive they get with a one-point lead.
Do you ground and pound it, run the clock?
I don't know, but they're going to give it to Skirmerhorn up the middle. He breaks the tackle. He's on some running room. He's got one man to beat. He's at the 20, the 10. He cuts over and scores a touchdown for Traverse City West.
A 50-yard touchdown run by Michael Skirmerhorn.
And there are no flags. That one's going to stand.
Unbelievable performance by this Traverse City Titan team in the second half. It's been amazing, Tom.
28 straight points so far with the extra point to come. Skirmerhorn, the captain.
7-point lead right now, Tom. Again, the key extra point, obviously, here.
Yeah, of course, the swinging gate. They've got the tee out there. They've kicked it the last two times. Let's see if they do that again. And it looks like Skirmerhorn is going to line up for the kick here.
Five seconds to get this playoff. Short
snap is good. It's kicked into the line. I don't know. Maybe something went wrong with that snap. Well, that makes it a 7-point game.
7-point ball game. 3:45 to go in regulation.
Skirmerhorn, what? I'm telling you. You know, the thing is, the article in the Record Eagle about his twin sister.
Yes.
They have a tremendous competition. Well, I think he just got a leg up right there. That's bragging rights.
Hey, sis, this one's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah. What a great, great run that was. And it puts a little breathing room for the Titans, but they're going to have to make one more defensive stand here. And I want to remind you, of course, and I want to say this because we were going to announce a lot of Grand Traverse Ford Lincoln first downs. There has not been a lot of first downs. It's been all or nothing.
It's been
Titans.
Big play or nothing.
Or nothing. But I want to remind you, they're a big sponsor with us this year. Score big this season with Fox, Grand Traverse, Ford Lincoln, and your Traverse City West Titans. Fox, Grand Traverse, Ford Lincoln is proud to support TC West football. Shop online anytime or get a Fox cash offer for your vehicle at FGTFord.com, and they say go Titans. Okay, this is where we've had some problems here today in the kickoff, because they have two dangerous return men, Davenport with the
Davenport,
big circle around him.
Number one, and Brown, and Brown's not a bad returner either, number five.
I don't mind the kicking out of bounds strategy the way your defense is playing, but we'll see what they do. And it looks like they're just going to kind of squib it up in the air, and the up man is going to take it at about the 30-yard line. He doesn't get much of anything pushed forward, and he'll have it at about the 35.
Perfect kickoff, perfect.
Yes, absolutely. They kept it away from the two back men, kicked it high in the air, and forced a short return. So here we go.
They're going to get the ball at their own 35-yard line, Tom.
So it'll be first and 10. We got 3:38 to go in this big opening game for the Traverse City West Titans. It's been a great rivalry between these two teams. They've played each other on the opening game every year for the last eight. Last year they couldn't because of COVID, but they're right back at it this year. And it's been a good one. First and 10 now. Barry, who struggled here in the second half, takes the ball under center. He's looking. He's going to fire way downfield. He's got a receiver, but throws it way over his head. Oh, no, they're going to call interference. Or holding, probably.
Could be. Yeah, D-holding or interfere. We'll see what the call is, but I think this one's going against West.
Yeah. Well, it was so far over his head, but maybe it was because he was being held.
Right.
A couple of the backs for West have done that today for good reason.
Yeah.
They were beat,
exactly, because you want to play aggressive, and you come up to for that out route, and all of a sudden that out route starts heading upfield, and you grab a hold of that receiver.
Yeah. So that's going to give the Chemex.
It's hard for NFL players to not put their hands on receivers, so again, imagine that in high school.
Absolutely, and that's going to bring a first down now for Midland at the 45-yard line, their own 45. This is still a ball game, folks. We still need our defense to step up here with 3:32 left to go. And it'll be Barry in the shotgun, since Davenport and Movich, and he fakes it. Davenport keeps it up the middle, and nothing doing again. That West defensive line all over him. He might have even lost a yard on that one.
Good aggressive defense play once again by that Titan team. 42 that time in there, Tom, and that's Carson Douglas once again. We've called his name a couple of different times this second half.
Absolutely. Now the shadow almost completely covering the field right now. We're in the big house in Ann Arbor, and it's been a good one. Barry back to pass. He fires off in the flat and over the head of Davenport. Boy, that's a dangerous play. And I'm talking about for the defense, because you got the guy out in the island, and that guy can play.
And that guy can absolutely fly. Zutendam, good closing speed that time, was able to come in and defend that pass quickly.
Davenport already has two long touchdowns, a couple of kickoff returns that were long, and he had a touchdown, 90-yard touchdown, called back.
3:01 to go, third and 11, Tom.
All right. Chemex break the huddle, 35-28. Traverse City West on top, and a big third down play coming. Barry's going to go straight back to pass. Not much pressure. He fires over the middle, and it's caught, and a great catch for a first down. A nice hit out there, but a ball was a little high, and the receiver went up high and grabbed it.
That sophomore, Jalen Brown, once again with a tremendous catch.
And he got rocked.
He did. He got rocked, and then he tried to stand up, and I think he cramped up again or something there, Tom. But he's battled cramps the entire second half.
No, he got hit when he was up right on that leg, and he's down right now. I don't know if cramps or what it is, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. Boy, we're going to have a strong finish here. The 2:55 left to go. You're listening to Traverse City West Titans football.
Hey.
Hi, this is Bill Marsh, Jr. Introducing the new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. And thank you.
If you've got some property to take care of, let Kubota and Ginnup Sales help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. Ginnup Sales in Alanson, Williamsburg, and Hillman carries the full line of Kubota equipment you're looking for, with incredible savings and low financing available. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores around your property. Plus, Ginnup Sales can help you select the right attachments for your new Kubota tractor. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota from Ginnup Sales, a family-owned and operated business in northern Michigan since 1959. Kubota, the only real choice. When you think tractors, think Ginnup Sales. On M68 Alanson, on M72 Williamsburg, on M32 Hillman, and on the web at GinnupSales.com.
And we're back here to live action at the Big House as the Midland player got off the field on his own power and on the first play, and they just threw it over the head of the Midland receiver, so it'll be 2nd and 10. They tried to go for it all there at the corner of the end zone, and
they did
overshot him.
No surprise. Number one, Davenport, they were going for him. He's been their big play guy all day long. There were two Titan defenders on him on that play.
Well, if you're just joining us, the Titans are up by 7 with 2:34 left to go. But the Chemics are driving. They're on the west side of the field at the 41-yard line, 2nd and 10. Shotgun Barry, straight back to pass. Looking downfield. He fires over the middle, and it's caught complete. It'll be close to a first down. Boy, how did he thread that needle?
He absolutely did that time. There were blue jersey Titans all, or green jersey Titans, sorry, all around him, Tom. But he was able to come up with that catch. Just short of the first down. Clock continues to one timeout apiece for each team left here, Tom.
Oh, yeah, they marked them short, so that's going to bring up 3rd down and call it 1. You can run the ball, but you're going to use clock. You know, we'll see what happens here. They're going to ride a couple of receivers to the left, one to the right, as Barry goes straight back to pass. Fires over the middle, it's dropped. The pass was a little behind the receiver. And that's going to bring up a big 4th down, 4th and 1.
Well, wow. The Titan defense once again, Todd, being called upon to make a stop, was in short yardage here.
Last time the Chemics had the ball, they had 2 shots to get 1 yard, and they didn't make it. Now they've got a big play here, and I want to say this is a long yard, too, that they've got to go. But we'll see. Barry is in the shotgun, and they're going to split a couple receivers. Let's see if they try something little dangerous here. See if they try and open it up or just go for the 1 yard. He's going to go right back to pass. Fires over the middle. Oh, and a good catch is made. That's a 1st down. Boy, that was a risky play.
It was super risky. Oh. That's about a 15-yard pass that gains you about 3 yards across the field, Tom.
And he had to go down on his knees to catch that ball, and he did.
And that clock's running,
yep.
Tom, after they move the chains, under a 1:30 to go in this ballgame.
So West has got to stop them because they're not going to have any time to score themselves. Here we go. Barry now takes the snap. Looking downfield. He fires. Ball is tipped. And it's intercepted. It's intercepted. The Traverse City West have got the football.
His arm got hit, Tom, when he threw it.
And it went up in the air, and I want to see who picked that off. But that was a nice catch.
Oh, it was. The rugby scrum just ensued. I couldn't tell who got that pick, Tom. All that. Now, we do have a Chemic player down on the field.
Absolutely, but it's going to be Titans football with a minute 16 left to go. What a defensive effort again.
Unbelievable. They should be able, with only one timeout, should be able to go into victory formation, Tom.
Well, they put pressure
on
Barry that time.
Oh, Barry, again, his arm got rocked because, again, he did the pump fake. They were going for the end zone. That was no doubt. They were going to score on that play. But after the pump fake, that takes a little more time, and his arm got hit. Also, one of our sponsors is Ginup Sales, your premier Kubota dealer with locations in Atlanta, Williamsburg, and Hillman. When you think tractors, think Ginup Sales. Check them out at GinupSales.com.
All right, looks like the Chemex player is walking off on his own power. That's good news. I think a lot of these are cramps.
Yeah.
You know, because they get up limping, but then they're able to get off easily on their own power.
Exactly. Certainly, when we got the information that they did one of those temperature guns and it read 147 at the start of the game, I mean, holy cow, Tom.
All right, Wes has got the ball on the 15-yard line. Minute 16 left to go. Is it victory formation? How many timeouts we got?
One apiece. They only got one, so.
All right. So Wes in protection mode, although they line up the shotgun no matter what. Koncheck's going to keep it. He gives it to Setterhun. He's got some running room. He's out to the outside. Oh, he went out of bounds, which he didn't want to do. But Skirmerhorn got a first down, which, of course, that is a Fox Grand Traverse Ford Lincoln first down, and a big one at that. He went out of bounds, but not a lot of harm. A minute 10 left to go. They got a whole new set of downs, and they got some room to work.
Exactly, yes. You wanted to get out of your own shadow of your end zone there. Now up to the, 28-yard line? Tom, so now they probably will go right behind the center. This is the only time that they'll take a snap directly behind center.
And there's the knee, and you're going to get that last timeout by Midland. Or they're just going to let it run. They're going to let it run. Midland doesn't.
So we should just need one more snap of the ball, Tom. And the Titans are going to go away with a victory from this unconceivable. Tom, when they were down, 28-7.
And being dominated.
Big play. It would have been easy for this Titan team to get down on themselves, Tom, but they didn't. They continued to rally. Coach Vaughn, again, win one for the Gipper speech at halftime, and this team just absolutely dominated the second half.
And that whole whole defense deserves an MVP vote.
Absolutely.
They shut out Midland. Really, they shut them out from the middle of the second quarter for the rest of the game. And West is celebrating over there right now. As they know, they've had a hard-earned victory here at Michigan Stadium. They're going to love coming to the big house, but it's even better when you come away with a victory.
It is for sure, Tommy.
Yeah. And so there's the hugs from the players and the coaches. Two teams will get together at midfield and shake hands, but I got to tell you, Rich, that what a comeback that was. The defense was playing so well, it was just a matter of time before the offense got into sync, and they did.
Right from the kickoff of the second half, that first possession, they were the Titans were on defense, and you could see them flying to the ball, Tom. And it was noticeable how much more aggressive they were. And as the teams are getting together at midfield and shaking hands, class act here.
Absolutely. A great rivalry these two schools have become. Now the Titans lead the rivalry 5-3.
In the last three games have all been one-score games, Tom.
Yep, absolutely. But that Titan defense, unbelievable. We'll take a break. Now, the thing is, the Titans have to jump on that bus right now and drive to Chelsea to take
a shower.
But it's going to be a fun ride.
It will, exactly. They're going to put up with their stinky bodies over to Chelsea to get in those showers, Tom. Absolutely.
All right, well, we will take a break here, and we'll come back and wrap things up live from the Big House, where the Traverse City Titans have opened up the season with a 35-28 victory over the Midland Chemets. You're listening to Blarney Stone Broadcasting, and we'll be back.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, Northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
Hi, this is Bill Marsh, Jr. Introducing the new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value, calculate your monthly payment choices, and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. And thank you.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
Come explore the historic village at Grand Traverse Commons, a landmark almost as old as Traverse City itself. Shop unique locally owned stores inside the Mercado, dine at one of the 7 eateries, or grab a drink at the neighborhood winery. Explore over 60 acres of history, including hiking trails and the second largest arboretum in the state of Michigan. Want to know more? Book a guided walking tour and get to explore unrenovated buildings and the 1883 steam tunnel. Shop, dine, and explore at thevillagetc.com.
Owning a business is a labor of love, but frankly, your business insurance shouldn't make more work for you. Top of Michigan believes the best business relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to personally address your insurance needs. So, if you're looking for a proactive partner and not a part-time assistant, have a frank conversation about your business insurance with Top of Michigan today, or visit TOMIA247.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
If you've got some property to take care of, let Kubota and Ginnup Sales help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. Ginnup Sales in Alanson, Williamsburg, and Hillman carries the full line of Kubota equipment you're looking for, with incredible savings and low financing available. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores around your property. Plus, Ginnup Sales can help you select the right attachments for your new Kubota tractor. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota from Ginnup Sales, a family-owned and operated business in northern Michigan since 1959. Kubota, the only real choice. When you think tractors, think Ginnup Sales on M68 Alanson, on M72 Williamsburg, on M32 Hillman, and on the web at GinnupSales.com.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, your local authorized Easy Dumper dealer. An American-made Easy Dumper insert turns your pickup truck into a dump truck to make jobs easier. Firewood, mulch, sand, gravel, and construction waste become just a push button to unload. Let us turn your truck into the workhorse it was meant to be. Stop in and see the full line today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
There we go. We are live back here at the Big House in Ann Arbor, where the Traverse City Titans have wrapped up a huge 35-28 victory over the Midland Chemics. We got a bunch of stuff to go over. What a wild game, a great game, and we are lucky enough to have Coach Vaughn here with us, who's the architect of this great, great, great victory. And Coach, I'll let Rich ask some questions, but I just wanted to ask you guys how you dealt with the heat, because we got a report 147 degrees on the field at kickoff.
So let me get that right. You said 147?
147 is
And the field temperature was when a Michigan official was here and shooting the temperature gun on the field, 147, just before kickoff.
I'm a 300-pound guy. I think that's my weight right now. That's how hot it was. So it was hot, definitely. You know, you look at the field now, home side's in the shade, and I think that did, you know, hurt them a little bit being on the visitor side in the sun the whole time. And we kind of knew that. We thought if we could play through, get to that second half. We knew this game, if anyone ever watches it, there's always cramps. I mean, kids get overexcited. But, yes, Tom, it was toasty.
Oh, Coach, we spent an hour and a half in your office the other day talking to you, and you talked about the old pickle juice that was going to be – did you actually have to use that today to help hydrate the kids?
There were a lot of baby spears being eaten in pickle juice, that's for sure.
Well, what an incredible game, Coach. You guys come out, you score the first touchdown, you're up 8-0, and then here comes Midland. They have big play capabilities. They score 28 unanswered points. And then you guys score again late in the second half. You're just down two scores. Your defense in that second half, you guys came out and played inspired, incredible football that entire second half.
You know, we spend a lot of time talking about all three phases, and that's something as coaches we're really trying to work on and make sure guys take pride in the units, special teams, offense and defense. In that second half, that's where it came out. So I think first half you look, and I will tell you every single phase, I think we didn't get off the bus. And then that second half, you know, we looked at the seniors and said, guys, we're starting 21 of you. It's your turn to get out there and make sure we go the direction we need to go. So, you know, I think our defense always does a great job. We take chances. Our special teams and our offense need to capitalize, you know, but I think there's definitely a lot in this first game we got to clean up before we face Grand Haven.
Well, for sure. It's always good, though, to be coaching from a victory, a close victory, than it would be a really tough loss.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take an ugly victory anytime over a really good-looking loss. Maybe I'm different than most coaches, but I always take the W. You know, I think at the end, one of the things we talked about with our team is something called grit, which just stands for guts, resiliency, intensity, and tenacity. And I think in that second half, our kids came out and definitely showed grit.
We talked in your office again earlier this week. You talked about you don't have a punt receiving team. You have a punt blocking team. And you absolutely flustered this Midland team to the point where they didn't want to punt the ball because you had blocked a couple, you intimidated them. They were getting off 3-yard punts, 4-yard punts. It's just purely because you guys intimidated them to the point late in the game they wanted no part of you.
I don't know. You look at the punt return for a touchdown. Maybe we should go return. I don't know. It's definitely, as we had talked about earlier this week, we try to be aggressive on everything. And, you know, Coach Smith does an incredible job with our special teams and really gets after those guys. And guys take pride in being part of kind of the craziness that we do.
Yeah, I tell you, a game of big plays. First half, little struggle getting some rhythm going offensively. But then in the second half, you're able not only with Konchak to run, but Skirmer Horn was able to break some plays, get some other guys run. And then occasionally, too, the passing game worked really well. You had kids open in that second half. Kids were running great routes.
Yeah, like I said, there were a couple situations there, you know, whether it's drop balls or just the ball a little off target. Brandon's got an arm, and he can do some things. I'm still going to get on him watching film. I did on the sideline, hey, when you're sprinting out, you never stop. But I'll tell you what, Brandon Konchak today showed up in a huge way for us. And you know, Michael Skirmerhorn late was kind of, you know, we gave him the kneecap chain. But I'll tell you what, Brandon Konchak in that first half kept us in it.
Yeah, for sure. Will Gaston was a kid that stood out for you as well on offense and defensively, too. You had numerous kids. A couple of the sophomores came up and played well for you today.
Well, you go back to the heat.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're a good coach, you know your O-line better be taken care of. And we have several guys, O-line, all three tailbacks start on defense. We want to make sure that those guys were fresh in the third and fourth so we could make a comeback, and I do think that was a difference.
Yeah.
I know you probably can't hear this question. He can hear the question. Maybe the audience can. But we always talk about a thrill of us to call a game at Michigan Stadium. But just absolutely, what was it like to be on the sidelines as a coach? Were you too caught up in the game, or did you say, hey, man, I'm in the big house?
Okay, I said, hey, we're in the big house to begin the game. And then we scored, and it was cool to be in the big house. And then we got down, and it was just all game from there. So, Again, what an experience for our kids. Great opportunity for them. You know, they're all going to be remember it, whether they got on the field or not. They were part of something pretty awesome today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Coach, kickoff at 1 o'clock next Friday?
Kickoff at 1 o'clock at home.
At Thurlby, yes.
Yep, it'll be a great game. And tell you the last thing, just to teach you guys, when we break down to do anything, I'll say we are, and the other guys say Titan. So I appreciate you guys being here. I got to get to the bus to get to Chelsea. So we are
Titans.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
That's head coach Greg Vaughn there on the post-game show. Great for Greg to come on up here. Again, they got a tight time schedule. They got to get the heck out of here because the bus is leaving.
I know, and I appreciate it because that's a long climb to come up here. We know it because we climbed it on the way in here.
We do.
But what a thrill, and believe me, it's much more thrilling leaving here with a victory.
Oh, it sure is. That 3-hour ride's going to be sweet, Tom, for you, like 4.5 to 5, I know.
I know, but hey, listen, it's always great to come back from victory. First time broadcasting the Titans. For those of you listening, we are going to be covering them all year long. Blarney Stone Broadcasting, very proud to be a partner here with Traverse City West, and what a way to start off.
Incredible game. Hard to top this on the excitement level, for sure, but we'll be there for the 1 o'clock kickoff next Friday from Thurlby Field against Grand Haven.
I'll make a slight apology, too. We are way up here. And we don't have binoculars, so we missed some of the people who scored.
Yes.
We got these scores, and we apologize. That won't happen again the rest of the year.
It will not.
You'll be able to read about it in the Record Eagle as to who everybody got the scores. But we got the action, and it was great, and it was an awesome game. I want to thank JJ, our producer, who has been fantastic. This has been to try and get this thing up and running in the big house. Not easy. Ran for the water. A lot of other stuff he did for us, and we appreciate that. And everybody back at the studio, Blarney Stone Broadcasting, and thanks for listening. I think we're going to get ready to sign off and make that long trip back.
Yeah,
and I'm hoping this may not happen, but I'm thinking maybe the University of Michigan listen to this broadcast, and maybe we'll be doing Michigan games someday. Maybe not. I'm guessing maybe not. All right, but thanks, everybody, for listening. And more music coming up, and we'll be back at it next week on Friday for a 1 o'clock kickoff.
Thanks for tuning in to TC Titan Football on Q100, 106.3 FM, a division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.